Hey man, you already know we rocking. It's another special episode of Bad for the Community. Every episode is a special episode of Bad for the Community.
You don't even know what sound that
Chipskies.
Yeah, I was just trying to press a random
Chipskies,
one.
Chipskies, man. And you already know it's your favorite. It's your favorite host, favorite mic, Rob the 508 Girl.
When was that ever?
It's self-acclaimed.
Yeah. I think you've been the least favorite host for the past couple of weeks.
Nah, bro, that's not what I heard. The streets have been talking to me.
One person.
No, that's the streets.
He's like, it was a street. Demons. It was a not. Like,
you feel me? And they let me know how much they appreciate how different my opinions be from y'all, you know? Because it's an echo chamber over here with Eve, Tomo, and Nate. But
I've never seen that account in my life, bro.
Account? It's real life. That's why I'm telling you, bro. These is people in real life telling
you. That person?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
All right.
That's what you got to say now, huh?
All right, bro.
She's drunk, though, so it could be anything.
Chill, bro.
Got to throw that in there, bro. Don't
chill,
cut.
Bro.
That's when the truth comes out. When I went to the Friendsgiving.
Yeah. But that's when the truth comes out. You feel me? You feel me? Start saying things that you've been holding.
Bro, she was just complimenting you, bro.
Nah, bro. It's real. It's real. I believe
something to be thankful for.
Nigga, if I was there, she would have said it was me.
Bro, just let him have it.
Nah, you got it. That, though. Someone like you, like, no, like, no, than somebody did say that.
You're somebody's favorite.
That, that your opinions favorite. Are like their favorite on the podcast.
Yes.
That's hard.
Someone. Yeah,
appreciate that.
I know that feels
and
good.
And I know there's more out there.
Oh, no, there's definitely
there's
more
out there. You feel me? They just scared to comment.
Nah, here's what we're going to do, though.
That's just a lot, too, though.
Because you know it's coming up.
Because why can't they publicly say that about
you? Because y'all publicly, like, people don't even come out. Yo, people said, I don't even want to show Drake on my Spotify rap because niggas like, yo, bro.
Good.
I'm saying, stop right? Listen,
stop listen. Like, don't listen to him so much if you don't like, if you're embarrassed by the people you listen to. What? But it's because people like us.
It's people like y'all.
Shame.
What do y'all top five look like?
My top five.
You seen
five,
my top
bro.
Five.
Orion Sun.
Orion Sun, Ivy Soul, Kendrick Lamar, Lucky Day, and then Neja for some reason. I know why. I was playing the album like on repeat for a very long time, but I went to every single one of those people's concerts except for Neja. That's why I was like, dang, I wouldn't have suspected that she would only be on there. Shout out to her, though. No bullshit.
I don't even know my top five.
I don't even know my phone.
If Rob is your favorite host, drop PC Moses in the comments.
Facts.
All right, so we got Rod the 508 God. We got Tomo to my left.
Yeah, I'm here.
We got St. Eve to his right.
Gang.
We got Nate Nix in the room.
Hello, how you doing?
We got Dion in the room. You gotta just scream,
definitely
bro.
To this nigga's left.
Yeah. And we got a special guest with us. We got Angel in the building. You feel me? Dude. It's never a short supply of fly ass niggas in Boston. You're leaving me hanging, Angel.
Well, Angel's
what's going on over here? Dog. Oh, okay. Mass. My bad. My bad. My bad. From Lawrence.
Yeah. Yeah.
What y'all been on?
A lot.
A lot. Just life hitting you?
Yeah.
Ton of bricks.
A lot of fun. A lot of events. A lot of stuff.
Oh, bullshit.
I made a game. We made a game. We designed a game.
For real?
Yeah. It was like an analog game, like a decision based game.
Oh, based on the classes you've been taking these last couple weeks.
It was fun.
It's coming to a close soon?
Yeah. Next week, I think, is the last week. But it was a good game. We debuted it at an event on Thursday. It was fire.
So
they enjoyed it. People enjoyed it.
What type of game is it? Like how's it
so
work?
It's like a decision-based game about different narratives of a scenario regarding gun violence and like young people engaged in gun violence.
That doesn't sound fun at
it's
all.
It's mad fun, though. It's mad fun.
So I was expecting this nigga to talk about
that game.
I thought he
it's
made like some Pac-Man ass game.
Nah,
you
nah,
know
nah. It's like, you know, like Dungeons and Dragons? It's like that, but like with groups. So it's mad fun, right? You each, like you get like in a group of people, you guys
are in control. I always think more Magic Treehouse.
Magic Tree.
I know like
game?
That too. Cause it's like choose your own adventure.
Choose your own adventure ones.
Yeah. So it's basically like there's a story, but like all the decisions that you make, as you make them, like it alters the story. Mm. Which is hard. It's mad fun. It was fun.
It was fun.
I don't know.
That's the same people who say learning is school is
like,
fun.
For the people that aren't the characters, they get like these placards and you can like basically be like spectators and let people know if you agree or disagree with the decisions or if you're rocking with it, tell them what to do or what not to do. It's fun.
What else? What y'all been on? Anything new with y'all?
Last week got to shoot for Rome Streets. Westside Gun.
Yeah.
Stove God. That shit was fire. That shit was dope.
I'm a little jealous that you got to see Stove God in person, bro.
Yeah, nah. All them cool niggas, you know what I mean?
Niggas
it's a dope experience. Video about to come out soon with that. Dorian, I'll push that out. But, yeah, that was my weekend, bro.
Boy, real how was it shit. Like me? Like, like you spoke to them?
Yeah. Like, Westside, real humble dude, bro. Like, he was just in the room talking to you like he was one of his niggas. He's talking about, like, you know, the Celtics game, how he's on the Jumbotron, shit like that. He felt like, yo, that was a real, like, Hollywood moment to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shit like that. Talking about clothes. Real, real cool moment.
So have you learned from just like your past experiences with celebrities, like how to approach like people who are kind of.
Yeah, for sure, bro. Just talk to them niggas. Yeah. You know what I mean? But sometimes niggas gonna be on some real Hollywood shit. So no matter what you say, they just gonna kind of dismiss you.
Seen
you know
the video of the nigga rapping a West Side Gun?
Which one? This mad time.
Nah, the one where he was rapping to him, like, and the nigga's head was just down. Nah. And the nigga was like, he's like, appreciate you, God. And the nigga was like,
I was like,
because the nigga was spitting. It's not like it was ass, but it was just like, damn, bro, this nigga probably in the mall.
Right, he putting his heart and soul into that shit.
This nigga rapping
bro.
Mad hard, like right at the nigga.
It's funny because he was saying that in the moment too. He's just like, y'all caught me on a good day. He's like, I'm real. I feel like talking right now. You know what I mean? So he was just in a good mood.
Were you able to share anything that you got going on, or you just like try to be in the
some
moment?
Beats. You know, I played some beats, and from there he gave me his email, so we went from there. And then I was able to lock in everybody else, Room Suites manager and shit like that. So. Right, he was locked in.
This is what you're going to do, right? You're going to send him beats, but then there's going to be a Rob verse at the end. You feel me? And they're going to have no choice.
He's going to get Eve's blocked.
They're going to be like, they're going to listen to it. They're going to be like, yo, this beat is fucking hard. And then they're going to hear the verse.
It
oh,
could
this
work,
verse
though. That's what that nigga Saha did, bro.
I think that'll work. No
I
bullshit.
That's some shit that you do after you build the relationship.
I'm here.
Then
send
him shit in.
Yeah, send him some beat packs, you know. But like, one of the beats. Like, just have that verse there, bro.
You're going to be like, who the fuck is this?
Bet you're glad you know me now, man. You gonna get that placement. Let's lock in together. I'll give you some wrestling samples, and then you gonna be
wrestling
in
wrestling samples. That nigga do
wrestling. Would appreciate
no
that shit.
You
no
got
bro.
It. I'm telling you, bro.
What about everybody else? What they got going?
Nigga,
I mean, you. What's it called? What else we did that weekend?
What we? Oh, the video. I mean, that's for you to speak on, really, though.
I didn't want to say too much about it.
I'm saying, you know, bro. I ain't even got to say. Yo, I ain't been on shit, bro. I just
because nobody. I
didn't have nothing to say about that. But I was waiting for niggas, bro. I guess we just gonna go in the lines. How y'all like, fuck it though. You feel me? I just been working on this project with Dirty. I should about to drop on Christmas Eve. Christmas Eves. You feel me?
No bullshit. Christmas Eve.
Nah, yeah.
How you been feeling since Groove Renaissance drop? Huh? I said, how you been feeling since Groove Renaissance drop?
Smooth. What do you say, bro?
That's what y'all gonna call it.
What? Oh, nah.
You gotta drop that though, Christmas Eve.
Saying,
you
no
gotta
bullshit.
Drop some shit.
We about to call it "All the Places You Could Go." Okay.
Can you tell us the inspiration behind it, or do you want to save it?
Y'all gonna see it. Y'all gonna see the rollout. Rollout about to commence this week.
I mean,
you
already know. If you
I mean,
know
that's
title.
What I was about to say. If you know, you know, based off that title. Otherwise, you ain't have.
If
a
you haven't streamed Groove Renaissance, go stream that shit. We got a short film coming for that shit. You feel me? Real soon, we about to start shooting it this month, so it's gonna come out in the next couple of weeks.
Hey man, sound like a lot of. Oh shit, Nate, you're dropping a project.
Soon.
I felt, well.
That's all I can say.
I felt special, but then he kind of took it back from us. He's like, yo, you know, he finally put us in the circle of people like he respected enough to share the music early. And then he's like, nah, this is the second round. You feel me?
It was.
Still,
I appreciate
decided
it.
Decided to share with you.
I appreciate it nonetheless. Yeah, how you feeling going into that?
Smooth.
Wait, actually, can I ask you a serious question? How different do you think, or what do you want to do differently compared to Human God?
What do you mean?
And like how you push the album or just how you're going to go about it and like the release and anything like that.
I don't know. I think the only thing that's really going to be different is like the like elements of like performance and inclusion. It's not going to be as isolated
type shit. You don't remember when we was there with Joe?
Joe
Mama.
I'm fucking dead, bro. I saw that shit coming from a mile away, nigga. I've been using that shit too, lady.
Bro, what are you, 7, my nigga? Why y'all laughing? Like, y'all are children, bro. Like, it's not that funny.
Like, Nate's all serious and shit. And Tony's coming around that shit, bro.
Yo, you see
I'm still laughing about
laugh,
this nigga
bro.
Saying I had nothing to say.
Bro, I'm just thinking about all the listeners. You just wasted it time with that one, bro.
Nah, because I wanted to do it this episode, but I didn't want to forget.
This nigga's been holding it. Like, yo, he's in the shower. Like, yo, I'm gonna get this shit
he's
off,
like,
bro.
Joe Mama. Yeah, I gotta get this off. But yeah, that's pretty much it though.
I feel
it's just gonna be more inclusive of a process.
I wanna see visuals, bro, too. I want
too many visuals.
All right, bet.
Sadiq was telling me some shit about the cover art, bro. Put me in on the cover art, bro. What's up, nigga? Let's work on it, bro. Hit me, bro.
We'll see, bro. We gotta wait.
That don't sound like Nate wanted you in the
we
process.
We gotta see. Cause like I don't have the pictures yet.
I feel you.
Like once we have all the photos, then it's like we can go through.
Yeah,
that'd be fire though.
Last week, shot a video. I'm excited for it. I'll talk more about it as we get closer to the release of it, and then we can speak on who I worked with because it's an interesting collab between somebody who's been on the pod before. That's all I could say. So it's cool how everything come full circle.
Facts, right? It's like,
I mean,
now
yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
who else could it be? Oh, it's Christopher Carter. Oh my gosh!
No bullshit.
Wrong Chris. Wrong Chris.
Yeah.
Now it's like,
now it's crispy. Yeah, now it's crispy.
Now it's crispy.
No, because it... What are we doing?
What you been on, Angel?
Bro, I think we having fun right now.
No bullshit. I just been wrapping up the end of the year, trying to get as much shoots in as possible.
I thought you was about to say rapping. No,
for those who don't know who what you do, could you let them know?
So first, I'm a stylist. I'm a model. I'm a creative director. And I do a little bit of brand and design consultation. But all of this shit is just like, it's kind of like an if you know, you know thing right now. I'm just trying to get exposure through word of mouth. Mm-hmm. So if I was to meet someone for the first time, I probably wouldn't tell them that right away unless they already knew that I do it.
I feel you. And when you say you're a stylist, is this like you're a personal stylist for specific people or more like when there's shoots or stuff like that, you're the person who kind of like has the creative direction and how people are styled?
I would definitely say both. Since I dabble in creative direction and styling, there's different types of styling. Like, I could style straight out of my wardrobe, and I could also be considered a stylist if I'm just giving someone my clothes and they're basically styling themselves. As of lately, that's actually what I've been doing. Like, I've been just giving people my pieces, and they've been, you get what I'm saying? Because sometimes I don't have enough time to, like, be there. And you get what I'm saying?
Coordinate everything.
Yeah. And then it's another thing where it's like my taste is different from other people's. It's a lot of pros and cons that need to be weighed out. You get what I'm saying? So there's different types of styling. Like, even personal shopping, that's considered styling.
Yeah, facts.
No, I thought it was more... See, I'm curious to know, like, you're talking about... You're actually giving people clothes from your wardrobe compared to me thinking it's more like, yo, this is what I think you should buy. Cop that. Put it together.
Yeah, I do both.
Oh, okay.
And there's all moments where I'll pull up... with pieces from my closet, and you get what I'm saying, I'll curate the fit all by myself. But, you know, in most situations, I'm not saying people don't want that. It's just...
Situational.
Yeah, it is very situational when it comes to styling, at least. So there's a bunch of different ways to go about it.
That's hard. I remember what you did something with that dude from Degrassi. I forget his name.
AJ Sardine.
Yeah, but when I seen that, I was like...
Wait,
was like
which character is that from Degrassi?
I think he's from one of the older seasons.
That's the only ones I'll know. That's the only ones I'll know, to be honest.
He kind of came in a little later, like with like the Next Generation. Where like,
I did not watch that.
Drake?
Nah, by that time, Drake's already like
almost
off
the show.
The
dude who had like the,
he had like some type of like.
Like he would wear the same clothes every single day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then he was stealing panties from like the locker room and shit. That was a sick storyline they had him doing.
Degrassi was a fire show, bro. Bullshit. I fucked with Degrassi.
I did too. It's like when you're a teenager, you're not exposed to all the bad shit that could happen in life, and they just say, yo, this one high school, everything happened.
Nah, but looking back, that shit's a force.
No, that one school, yeah.
Like, that school should have been shut down.
For sure, bro. school shootings.
Bro, a lot of that shit happened at my high school, except for the school shooting, nigga.
It was the bomb threats.
I think the school shooting should be like a consideration to shut this shit down. Like. Yeah, that's...
Anytime niggas wanted to have these bomb threats.
He's like, damn, I didn't study for that test. Bomb threat.
Brockton High was, Brockton High has somebody from like Louisiana, like sending emails to the principal, bro, talking about like, I want to skin your face and shit. That shit was wild.
Niggas
bro,
was in the Xbox party.
So wild, bullshit. Bro.
Niggas like, they was in the Xbox chat, and they was like, yo, can you send my headmaster an email?
I'm wondering if like, they probably some family member from a student. Yeah. Crazy.
That's bad.
Crazy.
Brockton High should have been shut down. No cap.
Nigga, you're not even from there. How you saying that?
It's a lot of... I've seen the conditions. Y'all sardine-ass niggas, bro. What the fuck? What are you talking about? Seen Brockton High.
Why are you talking crazy?
Y'all niggas going through
sardine-ass
shit, bro.
Pause.
That's horrible conditions, bro.
Pause. What do you mean sardine-ass niggas?
I just said, when you're going through the hallways and shit, when niggas is like, have to go from period to period, like, what the fuck are you talking about? That shit's not... That's just...
Yo,
that's,
he thought she was talking about they eat sardines.
No, that's not...
He just called us like fish,
stinky,
nigga.
I'm talking about
how packed in niggas are in the hallways when niggas are transitioning from period to period. Then with the short-ass time limit that niggas have to be able to get there, bro, that shit's that's inhumane, bro.
I didn't go to the school.
Bro,
I didn't even go there.
You defending that?
Bro, I'm sorry we didn't have 100 kids in our school like you did, bro.
I'm sorry, too.
I didn't go there. Two, he left.
They can no bullshit because he knew that shit was like. But I'm saying niggas can easily like if there's really like an investment on like the students in that school and in that build, they can make the buildings bigger.
I will say it's not like Brockton High.
Give them more time to get from point A to point B.
It's a unique place, though. You feel me? Like if you know, you know. I could have all the resources in the world, and I would still want my kid to have a similar experience, bro.
What's wrong with you? Why?
So they could just experience.
He's trying to say
it
builds character.
It does build character. You feel me?
Nigga,
What the fuck does that mean? Look at me.
You on some easy shit, bro.
Are we gonna address this, bro? Are we gonna address the beef that's like coming between y'all niggas?
You learned that at Brock
there's
and
a
I?
Beef?
There's no beef.
I didn't know there was a beef.
But now it's cause y'all supposed to bimbox. You feel me?
Oh yeah, that's facts.
Mm. Then y'all's communicating the way y'all were in the group chat. You feel me?
But I think y'all, like, y'all, from your perspective, it looked
these honestly, these it, two, these Eves, two. Eves was instigating, bro.
I
think you did.
Because you said it was petty, bro. Nobody was being petty.
And Big Bird was being petty.
I wasn't being petty.
You was being petty.
I said keep the same energy, bro.
That's petty.
Thank you.
That is no, petty. No, it's not petty at
it's
all.
Not coming, it's not coming from a place of pettiness, but the action of sending that is petty.
It's a little petty.
Nah, but do you know the situation?
All right, run it down. Let's go. You don't even know the messages,
bro. You don't got to do all that.
Thumbs up.
You don't got to do all that.
Facts, right? Thumbs up. Yo, pull out the messages. Pull them shit out.
We were just trying to figure out the guest situation for this week. All right, someone wanted a guest.
All of us wanted
no,
a
and
guest.
I was down for the guest too, bro. It was about
you're included in that. All of us
wanted a guest. No, you all made it seem all. Like all of the other guests, but
including you.
I think the conversation was based off the timing, right? And then what happened? And then it almost seemed like there was going to be a change of plans. Someone was like, "Then I'm not coming."
Seemed like that to you?
You constructed it.
It seemed like that.
I suggested. So I made a suggestion.
It was a firm suggestion. It was a
maybe
very,
I got a little too excited.
It was a very
maybe
firm
I got
suggestion.
A little too excited about like the suggestion. But
the suggestive language was not included in your messages.
I don't know about there was.
It was not. You said always, we need to do it. It was like, oh yeah, we got to do this. We got to do this. And then this and this. And that's then, bad. That's and, quite a run.
And then what happened? What happened? Eve's made
quite
some.
A run.
Eve's made a logical point to change the timing. I was like, cool. But Toma was like, yeah, I'm not coming. But he was planning to come. So then at that point, it's like, he's being petty. Like, oh, I ain't get my way. I ain't pulling up.
It wasn't even that, though. But so it's also that we know that Tomo's not going to pull up if he's not interested
that's
in the guest.
But hence my point. Because you felt like he was being petty, you said some petty shit back.
I said, all right, keep that same energy.
You didn't need to say that.
That's facts. You didn't.
I just ask a nigga to keep the same energy. If you're not
but
going,
but
you
know
free,
that
you
will.
Free. If you're not free, then you're not free.
But basically what you were saying was, oh, he's not going to pull up to that. Oh, don't pull up to that one either.
Exactly.
That's really what you meant by that. Not yeah, if you're free, you're free.
That's not petty. It's just
that most definitely petty.
That is petty.
It's not petty, bro. It's not petty. I think he started off with the petty. No, and then, like you said, you instigated by making it worse.
Y'all don't got to be petty.
I'm being dead ass.
But you don't
I was like,
know.
Y'all niggas just talk about this shit normally.
Nah, bro, you don't know what the fuck
we
talking about.
Yo, you did put ha-ha to some of them shits, bro.
I think what was mad funny, bro, is like, what we realized is that like text is the worst form of communication because you really don't know what a nigga is going through
like or
what,
or how the
bro. Yeah, I don't know how it was interpreted from my text because my texts are long. So you might think like I'm getting like real into it. Nigga, I'm cooking up eggs, bro.
There's tone in text. I think text is just words, bro. So you just take words out of front. Like I just read it. I read it like.
Like a reader how he's speaking right
no,
now.
No, but you're gonna interpret it however.
If I wanted tone, I would send a voice message.
Okay.
That's I don't know. I feel like when a nigga adds a period at the end of a text, it means a little more seriousness.
Really?
Nah, if he adds like an exclamation point.
An exclamation point is crazy. If niggas go
like,
out of their
nigga,
way
who
to
you fucking yelling at, nigga. Like,
you see, you just assume like, yo, why you yelling at me, nigga?
Because why are you playing that shit?
That does mean that you're
that's
yelling.
You exclaim that shit. Why you exclaiming at me, then?
I'm not yelling. I just really mean this. I really want to emphasize that I mean this. That's it.
That's why when you be like, on my way, I'd be like, on my way.
No, bro, that's crazy because you can emphasize messages and iMessage now.
That'd be even more petty if a nigga typed it and then like nigga sent some other shit. After a nigga sent like a bunch of shit, you like, nigga, I'm not reading all that exclamation what I just said, nigga.
No bullshit.
Yo, I love that. I love that, like, that meme. It's like, yo, I'm not reading all that, but either congrats or
sorry
to have it. But yeah, nah, it's no beef, bro. Like, see, that's more instigating, bro, on your behalf.
Saying my box, you nigga.
What?
Oh, me? You don't want that. You don't want that.
Who?
He said he's gonna box me.
Oh, Tomo?
Yeah, he said he's gonna box me. You don't want that.
Do we even put out like a poll to see who would win?
I think they did. Yeah, we did.
You want to check that?
But nah, at this point, we gotta do a free for all.
Nah, I'm not.
Like, what's that WWE shit called? When everybody's just beef at the same time?
Oh, Battle Royale?
Battle Royale.
Let me see if it can go that far back to show.
Pulling out the poll results to who would win between him and Tomo in a boxing match.
I swear.
I felt like he was watching him.
I think Birdo got the votes. No bullshit.
It was like 80% at one point.
I think it's because on camera, that nigga be showing more emotion. niggas think Tomo's like laid back.
Nah, that's what one person said. Like, Tomo didn't seem too sure. He was too quiet. You feel me? Like, it didn't give the confidence that like made you think, you know?
I don't know, bro. That's what niggas think, bro. All them niggas come box me, bro. What's up?
Oh, yeah. Now niggas are like,
okay. Now you got the song. Now you got that red. Oh, I found it.
You lost, didn't you?
62% my way.
Oh. It's not as divisive as it was before. Or decisive as it was
still
before.
Still got the votes, though.
I don't know. 62%.
Nah, who voted? Let me see that shit.
I'm going to be honest with you. I definitely voted for him. But that's because I was already on the pod and I already said it.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie, I got smoke with you too.
Yo, check it.
I got smoke with you too, Nate.
Why, nigga?
Because you out here making memes, putting my face split with fucking Osama bin Laden, bro. Like, that's nasty, bro. Like, that's so OD. Why would you put that out in the that's for the community to like do that? My own mans to like even put that in people's heads, bro, is wild,
here's the thing,
bro.
Here's the thing,
what
bro.
App you made that in?
Like, you took the time to make that. You screenshotted my picture. Like, what's wrong with you? You're a demon, bro. You're bad for the community, for real.
He really look it too.
I what?
No, you really do kind of look like that.
You really look like it.
No bullshit. It's just the lighting was a little off, but I'm like, hey,
you seen it?
No bullshit.
Bro, y'all ever seen this nigga when he's in Dubai?
Yeah, that's why it came to my mind. I was like, yo, this nigga's a terrorist. Then I was like, oh yeah,
these niggas is racist. Bro,
did you see this? No, not that. I'm saying you on the timeline. I was like, this nigga's a terrorist, bro. The nigga always terrorizing my feed. And I was like, you know
what, bro?
Nigga, did you see what you posted?
It was a funny joke. I thought it was pretty clever.
Nigga said Brittany Griner is a nigga.
I ain't say that. That's not what I said at
That's
all.
Exactly
bro.
What
that's
said.
What you talking about.
All,
that's
exactly
bro.
What
that's
you said.
He said, I'm
and
sorry.
And you say you might go to hell for it.
Man, he said, I might go to hell for this, but that's a nigga.
No, bro. Y'all missing bro, all the context, bro.
But I'm just saying.
It was a photo of Brittany Griner.
Mm-hmm. No fucking way, bro.
With a flatter chest than I have.
You didn't even have to say that.
You didn't have to say that. Okay, but okay, yes.
And let's first say free, yo, like yeah. Shout out to the fact that Brittany Griner is free. She's back in the country, bro. You feel me?
Shout out to Brittany Griner.
No, seriously, sure. I'm genuinely happy that we could bring her home for Christmas. You feel me? Well, what's his man? Vin Diesel got the job done.
No bullshit.
He got
family.
The family together, bro. Made it happen. You know, all we had to do
Why
was
did he post that at a basketball game. Was
he knew. Like, he knew, bro. He had the Russians shook, bro.
No bullshit.
But you know, all we had to do is like send a measly trade their way. You know, the merchant of death. So, it's BG.
I've never heard of that nigga, bro.
That's the point.
Yeah, there was a movie made off him.
What's it called? Merchant of Death?
Nah. They got some pretty high profile
they
actors.
They fumbled that title and you know, bullshit.
Then that shit was called Lord of War, some shit like that.
Yeah, like Lord of Chips. War or something like that.
I think what was just funny is like people tweeting like, you know, explain this trade in NBA terms. And they'd be like, Steph Curry for Nicholas Vucevic or some shit.
What the fuck?
Like, I don't know, bro.
I don't even think it matters, bro, to be honest with you. It's like, hey, fucking man, she's back. We'll worry about what the rest
of the
going
Because now the conversation
on.
Is, what about the other political prisoners that's in Russia that's still there?
Can them niggas hoop? Can them niggas
and
dunk?
And that's the root of, like, the
one of them is
the
a
issue.
Marine.
Yeah, can one of them dunk? Actually fought for the country.
Can he dunk?
So then the question gets, you know, asked, like, about celebrity culture and why we protect celebrities over, you know, just regular people. Because if it was Brittany Griner and she wasn't an NBA, WNBA
but
player.
To be fair, that nigga, the other nigga, he actually... committed a crime. Like, was, he had, like, I think the issue
well,
is...
technically, Brittany Griner committed
but
a crime.
Was like, but that, the,
that
could have
been off of, like,
we,
that could have been off
the
of, like,
penalty is
negligence,
unjust,
you feel me? That
no,
could have been
sure.
off of negligence, that she simply didn't know, like, the policies, whatever. The Marines, that nigga was, like, a teacher in Russia.
Okay.
He was over there for a minute.
What did Dion say?
He said they traded a big for a shooter.
That's mad funny. Listen, but nah, that nigga was over there for a minute, and there was a teacher over there.
Literally.
I think he had, like, almost, like, 18 or, like, 19, like, vape cartridges with him. They're like, nah, nigga, like, you're moving this shit. You're trying to sell this shit in the country. You can't be doing shit like that. And that's what they locked him up for.
How many years?
I forget.
He been in there for 4 years, right?
Some shit like that.
Hey, fuck it, though, but that's
Wait,
the thing.
This is the Whelan guy they keep referring to, the Marines, or the teacher?
Oh, it might have been the teacher.
No, I believe it's the same thing. I believe he started teaching in Russia. Don't call me on that, though.
Hey fuck man, it, though. All I know is it's a black woman.
No.
Free.
No, for sure, bro.
I have
no gripes about this.
With great freedom comes great responsibility, though, right? She got a dunk. Like, I need her
in the league.
I thought
you were about to say she got to advocate or something.
Nah, I need her dunking.
You think she's getting on the court soon, bro?
I would hope not.
I hope she takes time to just live life, you know what I mean?
Nigga, take that aggression out on the court. Take care of business on the court. Because the whole reason why she was there, right, because she was playing overseas. Because the pay is better. Now she comes back to the WNBA. You know how what that could do for the WNBA? Nigga, I'm watching.
The one game?
Nigga, all of them. I'm trying to see some dunks. I'm trying to see the commentary.
They gonna see the spike in viewership.
I think she's the only one that can dunk. No bullshit.
She's one of the only people in WME that can dunk. No bullshit.
Yeah, she really gotta do some shit then.
Nah, but she gotta slam it. Like I said, rim grazes shit. Not like barely in. Like, I wanna... You seen what Zion did last night? Feel me?
That's a voice. Especially, yeah. But all I'm saying is, the way I look at it is like, if she's in the league, that will get WNBA viewership all the way up.
For sure.
I'm watching that shit.
But I definitely care about her mental health more than I care about the corporation.
I do think that you are a terrorist for what you said still. Like, still a timeline terrorist.
Okay, so all I did was tweet the video of Kai saying,
"That's a nigga, bro."
That's funny, bro.
It is funny. And that's why you're a timeline terrorist. They killed the man.
How you think she would feel if she seen that?
Facts.
Right after she got out of jail. That's the first thing they showed.
It doesn't make it right, but I'm sure that that's like 90% of something. I'm sure she's faced it plenty of times in her life.
But I'm saying
that's
what she's experiencing when she comes back from Russian prison.
Like, imagine telling nigga, yeah, but you've been called nigga like 10 times, but it's the 11th time. You be all right.
Facts. Wait, hold on.
Come on,
y'all don't even know the
concept. You've been being called a man.
She technically is a nigga.
That's not what you meant.
She's black.
That's not what you meant.
Bro, this nigga really said that. She sound like one.
Her voice is deep.
Bro, that's not fucked up.
What? It's true.
That is fucked up, but her voice is deep, though. No bullshit.
She got a deep ass voice. I'm pretty sure she got a deep voice on all of us.
No bullshit.
Maybe. Yeah.
Nigga said,
who's winning in a who's winning in a boxing match? Young M.A. or Brittany Griner?
Brittany Griner. Weight class? Young M.A. is getting smacked. Brittany Griner?
Say what I mean.
Young M.A. is apparently pregnant.
Young and May pregnant every year, they say, bro.
That's not real?
I don't think so, bro. It wasn't real the other four times.
It's been a couple years.
They stay saying that Young and May is pregnant. Why they do her like that? She might be, though. I don't know. Kiki Palmer pregnant.
That's a fact.
I mean, she's straight, right?
Yeah. But I'm just saying.
So why is that the biggest surprise than Young and May? You know why Young and May is more surprising.
But now she also has infertility issues.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, facts.
Shout out to her. Congrats on that.
It's been I didn't know that either.
Been a great year for her.
You just knew that. You knew that because she got pregnant, and that's what everybody was saying.
He knew that.
Yeah, he just knew her medical records.
I'm saying, like, that's true, Jackson.
Oh, that's how you know her?
No, but I was just saying it's a shock because like niggas grew up on her content.
I feel you.
Akilah and the B, jump in. True Jackson VP. You feel me? So it's like, yo, she's pregnant. That's hard.
Yeah, it's like Hannah Montana getting a baby too. No bullshit.
Miley Cyrus, no bullshit.
This nigga said Hannah Montana ain't no real name.
I don't know if I want to meet that comparison.
That should be surprised, bro. And if Miley's pregnant, bro,
just like, yo, like we was young all at the same time.
Like, that shit gonna be like, yo, like that shit. Like you seen the shit that I posted before? Miley Cyrus holds the best like 8-track run in all of music history. So like, if I'm like, if she gets pregnant to me, that's a big deal.
Nigga, what?
I don't know, but
to be real with you, I ain't even know.
But you didn't see that.
No, and no, I don't think I'm.
This man put the best of both world soundtrack. Yeah, we're not entertaining that one.
That you first eight tracks.
I ain't listened to it either, but I like the show.
I think we all watched it. I don't think there was anything wrong with, you know.
Nigga, ain't nothing wrong. Nigga got something to say, bro. What's up, man? Nigga, I watched Hannah Montana. That shit was fire, bro.
Watched.
Nigga, I'll go back and watch that show right now. That shit was funny, bro. That nigga Jackson wasn't funny, bro.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Nigga,
it was
Rico,
funny.
That little nigga Rico wasn't funny.
It was funny when it started. I feel like after a while, it kind of got corny. Nigga.
Bro, fuck all that. The songs was always bust.
Yeah, the songs was bust.
The songs was cooking, bro. You know what I mean?
When the jokes wasn't doing it, the songs was.
The climb.
Oh, the climb was fire. That's not Hannah Montana, though. That's Miley Cyrus.
But it's like, it's for the Hannah Montana movie.
Oh, that was the movie.
That's a banger.
I did not watch that movie either. I didn't know that, bro. No bullshit.
I thought she went on a tour and shit. I watched that movie.
Damn, y'all niggas dedicated, bro. I didn't know about
that.
Zack and Cody either?
Fuck with Zack and Cody.
Exactly. It's the same shit, nigga. It's just a blonde lady switching her wig in the high school and
shit. Niggas is not singers, bro.
What about that? What are you talking about? What about that is the same, bro?
What you mean?
It's the same network. It's the same comedy.
I'm saying it's the same network, same type of humor. And then basically,
she was on their show a couple times.
Basically, there's two of them.
I was about to say,
they're basically like twins.
There was a crossover episode with the Jesse McCartney shit, and then there was also the crossover episode when like it was the shooting star shit. You know, remember when all the shows had a shooting star and they got their wish, and it was like Corey in the House.
That was fire.
And then they Hannah Montana shit, and
they had one with Dasso Raven. They had the Dasso Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, or Dasso Sweet Life of Hannah Montana.
That's
it was
fire.
All three of their biggest shows at the time collaborating.
That was fire.
And niggas gonna tell me that shit was corny.
Nah, wait. What's better? That's So Sweet Life of Hannah Montana, if that is what it's called, or Timmy Jimmy Power Hour.
Timmy Jimmy Power Hour was kind of chips, bro. No, I went back and watched them. I went back and watched them. There's three of them. So yes, that's the thing you also got to keep in mind.
Maybe the third one is probably where to fall off. But the first and second one with Valid.
The first one, chips. Second one is hard, though.
Which is the one that they're fighting in, like, the Tekken kind of tournament style thing. It's like, you don't know what I'm talking about.
Are you sure that's not the Power Hour? No, the Chaser, like the Channel Chaser episode?
Yeah, that's that episode.
Yeah, I was saying, that's not that.
That was a fire.
That was supposed to be the end of the show. That was good. That was fire. But I think the thing about those that I really don't like, though, is that it comes, like, their personalities just don't mesh. Jimmy Neutron is, like, an iconic character to me because the nigga's smart, but he's also, like, he means so well. That nigga... Timmy Turner's selfish. A selfish bitch, bro. I fucking hate that nigga,
he's
bro.
A dickhead, no, bro.
Like, that nigga's an asshole, bro.
Did y'all
and
see?
He doesn't work for shit, bro. The nigga got fucking magic, bro. That nigga Jimmy was in the fucking trenches, bro. That nigga built a fucking dog out of aluminum, bro. That nigga's lit.
Yo.
He's jacking him.
Yo, I don't know if this clip is real, but I seen it on Instagram, and it looked real. It looked like it was actually from the show, but maybe, like, the later seasons. I don't know, but if it is, it's fine.
There is when he made the wish for the thing.
Yeah, when they're in the courtroom, and they was like, yo, they revealed that Timmy made a wish that he was... His age forever. And they was like, how long ago did you make this wish? He's like, 40 years ago.
That's like, I watched that episode.
That's real.
I think that's how the show ends. And then they like switch everything. So then he gets older and then he looks at the fish and he's like, I remember
that was supposed to be the last episode of the show.
Mm-hmm. I think I'll mix it. Unfortunately. That's a fire concept. Whoever created that, genius.
Butch Hartman.
40 wishes.
All I'm saying, though, that nigga Timmy Turner, though. Sorry.
No, for sure. But it's cool seeing the animation. Like, you see him in the different animation styles and shit.
I think the last episode of Jimmy Neutron actually was the third Jimmy Timmy Power Hour.
That makes sense.
Oh, really?
I don't like that.
That's also another reason why I don't think those episodes are good. Because Jimmy Neutron was hard. The shit that they used to do on that show was fire. And then for that to be the last episode, it just shows that, like, niggas kind of
Sheen, his own show. I wasn't fucking with that.
Planet Sheen?
Yeah, I wasn't
fucking
with that.
It's kind of funny. It's kind of funny,
bro. That shit was slow.
Mm-hmm. You didn't fuck with Sheen, bro?
I didn't fuck with that.
Damn, bro.
To be honest.
Latinx representation. My nigga Sheen.
What was he, Mexican?
I don't know. But
I think he was.
Bro, that nigga was white.
No, he might have been white. He still spoke Spanish. Still be Latinx, bro.
He ain't speak no Spanish.
His mom was Spanish.
I don't remember.
His dad was like a dude, like this Hispanic dude with a like big ass mustache, bro. His name was like Sheen Estevez or some shit, bro. What are you talking about? That nigga was lit.
You don't know.
Oh, chalard. Like what? Nigga turned
that nigga was definitely Hispanic, bro.
That's what I'm saying. That nigga was turned up.
Why? What does it say?
Bro, I don't know how to pronounce his middle name.
Sheen Estevez.
No, the last name, but what's the middle name?
Oh, his middle name is Juarera.
Like, come on, bro.
See?
Why he looking at me?
Juarera? that nigga is Latinx, bro. My nigga Sheen, bro. Putting on for the people, man.
To switch it up a little bit, yo, it felt like I was being a conspiracy Mexican. Theorist a couple weeks ago when we was talking about, like, the AI Mexican. And the bots and shit. But yeah. I feel like this week solidified how crazy it's getting with the AI.
Oh, yeah.
All y'all faces is gone.
They got all of that shit uploaded. Who's to say they don't have our faces uploaded? The amount of times our faces have been on.
Yeah, but they don't got my permission. Niggas just gave that shit up.
Niggas paid to do it.
Niggas gave that. They paid for it and they just gave it up niggas, like that.
Bro. I feel they paid for it.
That shit's slow. If you paid.
I won't lie, some of them look cool.
No. Some of them look fire. Really cool. But actually, a lot of them are really fire. I can understand it, feeling it, but like, I can't do it, bro. I don't know the privacy part. I don't know who runs that corporation.
I'm waiting to see who uses that shit as cover arts, bro.
I'm sure somebody's gonna do it.
I know how you made this, nigga.
But why are you hating on it? It's not creative. It's not.
I didn't say I'm hating. I just said
it might not be creative, but I think it's still dope.
Those pictures are all cropped.
I'm
playing
devil's advocate
real
quick, though. You got Face ID on your phone?
For sure.
So what's the difference?
My girl tried to say the same thing, but also, that's terrible. Apple actually has a history of like prioritizing privacy.
She gets hacked all the time. They'll leak your shit.
Nah, bro.
I know you get the notifications and be like, encrypted. Yo, your password's been leaked.
Nah, it's encrypted, bro. That's because the website that you used leaked.
You use your Face ID as well when you sign into like any app that you signed up for.
They don't know the Face ID. It's encryption, bro. They're talking about the actual password that you set.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And then the website has data leaks, not because of Apple. What? No,
bro. Niggas be hacking iCloud, bro.
In comparison to like Google, and that's why people don't like Android and shit like that, is because iPhone is better, bro. When it comes to protecting privacy.
That shit barely comes up.
Nah,
I've only heard Google's two people ever mention that. Perpetrator. You and this nigga Alejandro.
Google's
I've never
the
heard
worst
anyone else say that.
Bro, mad people say that. You could go look it up.
No, no, I'm not saying that's not true. I'm just saying I've never heard anyone else say that.
This nigga's practically endorsed by Apple.
A lot of
bro.
People don't actually like prioritize their privacy.
I'm hit.
I didn't even care to look into like privacy measures until college activities. You feel me? When you learned about things.
Bro, this nigga funny, bro. You a funny guy.
But regardless, like, you just realize how much information they have on you, bro. Like, when you're on a computer, they know, if they want to know, bro, they can catch how big the screen size you use, your key, like, track your key strokes and all that. Like, bro, and it's the same thing with the phone. Even then, when you take a picture, it has all that information that tells you, like, you know, where were you at? When did you take it?
You could take that off, bro. It's called, like, you take off the location.
It's the metadata.
Off the thing.
But I'm just saying, it's bigger than that, because now we've seen the chat boxes. We've seen this, like, what is this app called? It's like
the AI
Avatar
app?
AI, but then there's like Lensa. Is that, that's what it's called?
Lensa's the ones
everybody's using, right? And you just see the direction we're headed in, bro. It, like, imagine the future, like Instagram is only fake pictures, bro. But what if Instagram is only fake pictures at that point? It's like you could be in you could be in bed, my guy, like, and literally be like me at on a cliff with the sun blasting on a hike or whatever this shit is, and they make a fake picture and then you post it and make it.
Oh yeah, that Will Smith commercial.
I didn't see what the Will Smith
was like. He was like
a Will Smith commercial where he's like, nothing is real, and he just starts like, bro, that's just crazy.
I feel that.
He was in front of like a green screen shit, and he was like, I'm really at the beach, and then the thing dropped away. He was like, actually, I'm in front of a green screen, and he was like, actually, this is just a 3D rendering of me. This is not even really.
Yeah, and then he showed an ugly ass version of himself, fat and shit, like crazy.
You know, like that's. That's where we headed to. Y'all not scared about that?
To be honest, I feel like it's already like that. It's just that niggas is not using it to the extent that they could use it to.
No, you know what?
Like, everything we have access to.
We're definitely in the phase, but like, you know how like phones.
It started like that with filters, bro, on Snapchat, nigga.
I'm hip.
The time you see somebody with the filter, bro, you like, damn, go.
Bro, I thought that shit was crazy in middle school.
Yo, them dog filters was protecting y'all.
This
bro,
shit's
bro,
getting
bro.
Real as fuck now, too. No bullshit, bro. I don't know what it is. Somebody put like the, you know, when they show the camera on their kids and like the filter be on their face.
Yeah, bro.
It really like that shit was on a nigga face.
No,
bro,
the thing is, those filters have been like. They got so good to the point they tune like your cheek size, the eye
it
color,
like that,
your teeth, bro. They make your teeth wider and straighter. Nice. Like that's crazy. We don't live in real. And I was having that conversation with my mom because I was explaining to her like what they trying to do with the metaverse, where like you not only work from home, but you put your headset on and now you're in a meeting with all like your coworkers,
that's
but it's their avatars.
That's fire.
That's not hard, bro.
Bro, I don't know. I think that's tough, bro. I'm not gonna lie, bro. I be hating to go to these meetings, bro. If I could just bow out and nigga, I'm like, I seen a dog, I'm seeing a fucking cat or some shit. I'm like, this is tough.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
Bro, eventually, I feel like that shit catches up to you because at first it's for convenience, but then it turns into like
then,
it makes you a lazier person.
It's like some
then,
Wally shit.
And then that reality is better than your actual reality. So you start probably you don't even take showers in real
that's
life no more. As long as your avatar. As fresh,
yeah.
That's it. Yo,
ain't that literally the plot of Wally?
But that's kind of hard.
That's literally
I never watched Wally.
That is the plot of Wally.
Damn, bro, that's a good movie. You should watch
you never
that.
Seen Wally?
Don't.
That's damn, bro. See that right there, bro.
Nah, like really, that's like one of the ones, bro.
That's
right,
like, that's
it.
Top
watch
five. You know when they said that nigga had Riz EXE installed on his shit?
Yeah.
I'm fucking dead. Bro, there was apparently, there's this VR game that someone made that if you die in the game, you die in real life.
That's dead ass Sword Art Online.
Is that like a VR headset?
It was supposed to like emulate Sword Art Online.
Yeah,
like the nigga who
crazy.
Made it was like a fan. Niggas it was like a developer for some other game as well.
That's crazy,
who's
bro.
Who's letting it test? Like, who's letting...
He just made it, though. It's not like for niggas to play.
Okay.
It was just like a project. Being
but
like,
how would it...
Sword Art Online in real life.
How would it work, though? Like,
shock you to death.
It's a headset that just kill you?
Know.
Oh, that's crazy.
Or
but
it
even
like
that,
got needles in there or some shit
and
it just kill you.
And maybe I'm forcing it by like thinking of like the worst case scenario. But imagine, though, like now you don't even like look for women. You like virtually date people. And then there's like machines where you just stick your penis in and then it like stimulates. And then the other person's using a machine. No, but I'm saying two people in two different locations.
Yeah, they have that
and you can
thing,
feel
bro.
That person's
that's
like.
That's a thing, bro.
This nigga amazing. Like, I'm about to
there's niggas out here that have never had a girl in their life. They're on that. They've been
on that type of time, bro.
Yes, bro.
But there's a movie called Jesus. Man, I just looked at the movie. It's called Don't Worry, Darling. You should watch that
show. Yeah, yeah.
It's hard to say anything without giving spoilers, but like, type shit.
You watching shit with fucking Harry Styles, bro?
I'm hit, right? That's the first thing I seen when I seen the trailer. I was like, that's Harry Styles. He was like, yeah. I was just like, this nigga.
What's up? This
so none of that scares you?
I think it's because it's not.
Yo, technology crazy, bro. I'm ready for the technology era, bro.
It's not scary.
It's gonna kill a lot
of
niggas, man.
I think it's like it's intimidating, but it's not scary. Because I think to be scared, like you have to know for a fact this is what will happen or this is like the outcome of it.
Bro, I was
like,
scared.
You see something and it's scary to you because you're like, this fit, like the sight of this thing terrifies me.
Nah, I can see
that's
where
scary
it's
to me.
I was scared when niggas' headphones started exploding in their head when it was sleeping, bro. I stopped wearing headphones for a little while, bro. I was like, what the fuck, bro?
I think what makes it scary,
that's
the scary part of it is we really don't know what's going to come from it and we don't know how much
and that's what
like, control we're going to have.
And you talk about it. The phase that we're in, bro. The way I can compare it is like, you know how like for the most part phones have peaked. You feel me? We seen like a crazy acceleration. No, but I'm saying we seen a crazy acceleration. And I'm somebody who like really pays attention to the gadgets and shit. Like from 2010 to 2020, bro, you seen how far every year there was a new feature that made that shit even better. At this point, it's just little gradual changes.
That's because bro, there's a certain period of time where they gotta hold off on shit because there's a lot of technology that they don't release.
Sure, maybe that's the case.
Not even on some conspiracy shit. They have to test that shit so it's safe for the public, so it doesn't malfunction when people buy it and they have to do a recall and shit. Trust, bro. Watch you buy
it. But I'm saying for the most
recalls on
other companies.
It was like that with like the flip phones and shit.
Other companies besides Apple, bro, are releasing mad new technology right now, bro. No bullshit.
Yes, it's bleeding edge.
It's just Apple that's not, because I don't know what they're working on.
Even then,
they're working on cars and shit. That's really what their next shit is they're trying to do. But if you look at other phone companies like Motorola and shit, they're doing a bunch of innovative shit.
I mean,
like they have the foldable fucking touchscreen phone, nigga. You can never fold a screen and still touch it.
Isn't Apple's like, what do you call it? Like, I want to say vision, like model, but they work to make their devices obsolete. Like, they want you to eventually stop using your phone and use your Apple Watch for everything. That you could call people on your Apple Watch, you could text me Apple Watch, and like, eventually they're going to come up with something else that replaces the Apple Watch.
You can already do that now. You can already do that now.
They're doing it now. Because you're talking about the phones, it's kind of like to Tomo's point. They want you to slowly back away from the phone and get into other products.
No, so that doesn't change my point.
Like,
my point is, it's peaked. For the most part, like, this is the best form factor type shit. Like, they've, like, realized, you know, you can do mostly. It's not like back when, you know, we have flip phones and everything. So I feel like all I'm trying to say is, I feel like we're in the flip phone era of AI technology. And we're not even close to now, like to where it's going to be. This is the beginning of the stages.
Nanobots get in there. That's what niggas don't know, bro.
We think that, though, but I be seeing a lot of niggas like, yo, I thought 2022 is going to have flying cars and niggas selling Honda Civics for fucking
day bands. I am 100% niggas, bro. I need that shit in my life.
Yeah, you ever read the book Prey by Michael Christian?
I haven't.
So that book is about like nanobot AI technology, where basically like they're like these like small little things, whatever. It's like you can't see them, but like that show like, if they're in mass, like they can like take form and shape and function.
Yeah, like the Iron Man suit shit, right?
But into like people.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Into like things that you would see. Like you could like, oh, like it's a nanobot like creature or like nanobot like camera or like stand, tripod, whatever. And you can use it for that. And that's what it would be used for. Like it can take form of anything.
It's kind
of
like Sandman type shit.
Yeah, exactly. But then them shits get like a mind of their own. They learn how to like reproduce on their own and shit. I mean, and they're just like taking over. They're like creating landscapes and shit and putting you in like so you think you're in one environment, but you're not. And you're like, all the shit. Mm. It's like, yeah.
I'm not that much of a conspiracy theorist.
I don't think that's a conspiracy, because those things exist already.
If it's programmed to do so, that's why I'm not too scared of the technology right now, because it can only do what it's programmed to do. But when it gets to a point that it can start program itself and like the machine learning gets to the point where they can create algorithms instead of like
it's gonna be like all the movies,
what to
nigga.
Do. Yeah.
You're gonna shut it down, this shit's gonna turn itself right back on, nigga.
Like, bullshit. That's the whole plot of the Matrix, bro. Niggas created the robots to do this, to fight in the war, and then this shit was like, nigga, what the fuck? They was like, oh, if we block out the sun, then they're not solar powered. They're solar powered, so they'll die. Blocked out the sun, them niggas rose. It was like, oh shit, we underground with it. That's what happened in the Matrix. That's
they
like
rose.
They blocked off the sun, being like, oh, if we block off the sun, then like their source of energy will no longer be. But sounds, the problem was that, like, they did that, and then that shit didn't do anything. Them niggas was fine. They was, like, they, like, had learned to, like, live without the sun. And then, basically, like, now humans have to be underground because they're, like, we need the sun. And they're, like, oh, shit, I guess we got to survive off scraps and shit now because we don't have what we need now.
How did they block the sun?
I think it was, like, a bomb or some shit to, like, clog the air.
Dumbasses. Dumbasses. What the fuck?
Hey, fuck it, man.
Trial and error.
Jesus.
Hip hop. Yeah, the Matrix is hard.
Yo, we pulling up to the Hip Hop New England Awards. What's up? Oh,
pulling up.
Is this an event?
Nigga.
Is there an event?
I think that's a joke. I think that's a joke.
We got nominated for that shit, though. Go vote for niggas, man.
Us and 20 other podcasts.
Go vote for us, bro.
Yo, go vote
this
for us.
Ungrateful, bro. Go vote for us, bro. I'm trying to win that shit.
No bullshit.
Bro, I can't say I don't care about award shows and then care about the first award show that nominated us.
Vote for us, bro. I'm trying to win.
Go vote. You wanted to get nominated right now. We got nominated,
not
nigga.
Not this Instagram ass award. This is as valid as the baddies.
Nigga, it's something, bro. It's something.
No, you see how niggas do. Why?
I ain't gonna say, man.
I will say.
You see how niggas do.
No, hold on. I want to clarify. I appreciate the acknowledgement. You feel me? But
someone put time into that shit.
Someone did put time into it, and I appreciate the acknowledgement, and I appreciate, you know, just the consideration, and you know, just noticing the consistency and the effort.
We should do BFTC awards, but like,
dude.
But if we do it, I want to actually make the award and send them out, bro.
Last year.
Let's make the award.
Nah,
and send
but
them
it's
out.
Like it's not an award thing. It's like who was the worst? Because we bad for the community.
We did that last
year.
That too, nigga does not remember
shit. But it was in a. It was like a list. Or it was just
yes.
Like, I don't remember that.
Yeah, bro. You never seen the
nigga, what the
yeah,
fuck?
Bro.
That's what I was saying in the chat earlier. I was like, we got to discuss because it's coming up. We got to make our list so we can. You know what I mean,
okay. Let's talk about it. Are we gonna have new categories?
Yeah.
Are we gonna add to the categories? Are we gonna
we
get rid of some categories
and then get like there should be something that we vote on, and there should be something that the audience votes on.
For sure,
I definitely want to hear the input. Right, so we got
is Drake on there.
Yo,
I thought we weren't talking about him no more, man.
This is the second time Drake got brought up on the pod. Out of
but
context.
These were music awards too. Are we only limiting it to music?
I think the music ones we should vote on, but then we should have other categories that the audience votes on.
Like what? Give us an idea.
So it should be like. Nah, that's a four. I was thinking like worst venue. Niggas got a lot to say about that. Some of them could be for like they could be like local artists of the year or local like. Local
oh, you weren't there that episode. It was Etche.
He's still seen it though. Shit. You definitely still seen the post and shit.
Stuff like that, and it could even be like when you're thinking about like something bad for the community. Be like, oh, like I mean, worst event.
Why are you trying to do that, bro?
Hey, fuck it, bro.
So
niggas
for
know,
all these,
bro,
these albums, these are like, yo, this was the bad thing for the year.
Nah,
no,
that's y'all saying the opposite of what I'm saying.
No, but we also had the flip of it.
We also had other categories.
Yes,
niggerist of the year.
Niggerist of the year. That was a good one.
I think I won that one, though.
No? I remember watching this.
What'd you pick?
How do you win?
I don't remember. The people voted.
Like, the people, like, he put his, and then we were like who won? Or who had the best?
Who had the best
choice? Would you
choice?
Oh, we did.
What'd you pick?
Let me see. There was something that I put. I think maybe it was the B Love song.
It was the B Love song.
That like everyone's like, yeah,
no,
nah,
Shawnee Bin Laden.
That was the nigger's one?
Yeah. Yo, that's.
That was the nigger's one?
Full circle.
That shit like.
I like that guy. Skin that's a great category.
My skin kind of shook when you said that. So casually, bro.
I think that's a good category. 50 lashes?
At least.
Rolled off the, at
yo,
least.
Let me read where these topics are, man. We got to get into some real topics, man. Oh, actually, nah, this was interesting. Ease had put down, what does family time look like for y'all? What inspired that? Like, you thinking about family and everything.
Oh, this nigga said, I'd make a great father.
I would.
Yeah, you took it somewhere completely different.
Oh, really?
You said that, yeah.
I was just talking about your general family, like, not the family you create.
Yeah, facts.
Because Thanksgiving
I was just thinking
just
about how, like, I couldn't even tell you the last time, like, me and my mom's, like, did some shit together. You know what I mean? We'd just be busy
terrible,
as hell.
Son.
So it's like, yo, what does it look
whoa,
like?
Whoa, relax, bro.
Hey, nigga, I'm my household, nigga. I'm speaking
every
my
Saturday,
household, nigga.
Man.
Yo, relax. We're going to talk about this
you
after
you can do better for her, man.
After the
get
pod,
into
bro.
It.
You feel me? Nigga, wildin'. Anyway.
It's like, 4 weeks back to back. He's on a run, bro.
But yeah, that's where I was going with it. I don't, you clearly
got a
different vision.
No, even
would you beat your kids?
Would I be my kid?
How would I spend family time?
I'm
not
answer this now because you put me on the spot.
Beating your kids?
No.
Okay, word.
What the fuck?
Good.
Is
beating your kids?
Is beating the wrong word?
I'm not physically disciplining them.
In any way.
It's a possibility.
Nah, a little tap ain't beating the nigga.
That's what I'm saying. Beating sounds
them?
Wild.
When you hit them at all?
Maybe.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to do that.
I'm not going to try like at all.
I have no intentions of physically disciplining my child.
Well, I mean, I'll physically discipline them. I'm just not gonna like hit them.
Cause like, nah, cause he's saying not.
I put them
like
on timeout because that's physical discipline as well. If like you like isolate them from like
guess,
stuff,
yeah.
That's
it's
also
not,
like
it's not effective.
Discipline.
I think it's more like quick. It's quick. It's quick and like say they touch the stove. Yo, why would you do that? You feel me?
But I guess burning them, not enough.
I don't know though. At the same time, it might start soft. By the end of the year, you really hitting that nigga.
Nah, that's a force. Because I feel like you could.
I think that's how it starts,
that's why,
nigga.
And that's why I actually said that I think I'd make a great father because I was like taking care of a.
That's what you think?
No, chill out, bro. Like I just said, I'm not trying to hit nobody, bro. Yo.
That's what you said, bro.
But nah, I was watching over my little sister and my younger cousin. Mm-hmm. And like,
how old are they?
They love me, bro. My sister is 6 and my younger cousin, she's 9.
Okay.
You feel me? And like we're watching movies, we're making food, and you know, like even now I'm picking them up from the bus, I'm making their lunch and everything. And you know, just like the way I speak to them, it's like logical, but they get it. You feel me? They get it. And I really try to explain everything to them.
Because not every child is going to be as receptive.
But that's why my kid's going to be different, bro. Because I get to mold them. You feel
my
me?
My kid going
to
be different.
You would think that.
You can't control your kid. Look at all the shit that you went through with your parents and that you put your parents through.
No. I'm not trying to control my kid at all.
Because you got to remember, at a certain point, like, yeah, you teach them in the house, but they're going to go to school and they're going to adopt their own beliefs.
Yeah, a bunch of different.
But it starts at the home.
It does.
Their principles and
morals. Look at how much shit your parents taught you and then what you might go to school and deviate and do, nigga. You was getting in trouble in school, stealing cookies and shit.
But that's true. That was a conversation I was having with my mom and aunt yesterday, bro. And it was like, yo, it's crazy. Like, and I had to shout them out and I really had to, like, you know, congratulate them on how far they come because, like, yo, they was having kids at my age. And on top of that, coming to a new country. So I can't even imagine with having the setup that I've had, like, and just being born here and, you know, being able to go to school and everything. I can't even imagine now.
That's the point.
With the opportunity that we had to be raising a kid. They came from a whole different country. Bro.
What'd you say, Angel? My fault.
Nah, I was just saying how it was a lot more pressure on our parents.
It was. So if you know, you're talking about how like our parents raised us and how we might have deviated, they're learning on the fly, bro. My parents doing it's learning on the fly and they got better over time with it.
Nah, I'm speaking through like the standpoint of like your mom might tell you not to do something and you like soon as she leave, like, fuck it, I'm doing what the fuck I want.
But it might depend
on
how she told me not to do something. Did she explain why, or was it one of those, don't do it because I
sometimes
told you so?
Sometimes you just know why.
I'm
going to
say, yeah, sometimes like you know why, but you want to, like, do it, though. They be like, yo, don't do that, it's dangerous, you might get hurt. Be like, all right, I'm not going to do it. Be like, all right, you don't do it, though, because you be like, you might get hurt. Like, you might get injured doing that. Like, I'm not trying to go to the hospital with you. Like, that's not good. It costs money to go to the hospital, all this stuff. Like, I'm always explaining to you. And I be like,
Still gonna do it.
I think that has a lot to do with character development, like learning to trust your intuition. I think it really starts with your parents, and like when they tell you not to do something, and even when you know it's wrong, you still do it because you still want to.
Yeah.
So that, bro, that in itself is trial and error. I don't think that can make you a bad parent because like kid is gonna learn to do whatever.
And I think giving your kids space to make those mistakes as well is like also like a part of parenting. It's like you're not gonna be there with them forever, so they gotta learn how to make their own mistakes too.
Yeah, you just gotta do the best you can, and then leave it up from.
It's turning a little too sentimental, yo. Put some bullshit in here.
Even that point of view is different because like the kid might, it depends what you want to call a kid, but they might do what they do and be like, yo, it was never a mistake. I still stand on what I did.
Facts.
You know what I mean? So like, subjective.
Type shit. Some niggas is belligerent, bro. That's literally belligerence.
I was saying that because he said his kid's about to be different. I'm like, you can't control, like,
no, I'm saying it'll be different than the relationships I have with younger siblings or, like, anything because I'll actually be there full-time to raise them. You know what I mean?
Some people got amazing parents, bro, end up be gangbanging and shit.
No bullshit. It's a fact.
Something happened, bro. Something like resulted. Not saying the parents did it, but some
the environment outside of like. So you're saying basically, as long as you are able to like have control as far as like in the household, like you can be a part of their life in that way. And you can also control in part the environments that they're a part of,
because
like the school, like their, you know, the neighborhood.
You still control those decisions too. Yeah. You know?
I feel you. Hey, man, niggas seen a lot of shit niggas didn't need to see, bro, living in the hood, bro. I'm keeping it a bean. That shit really would. That's what I feel like is got niggas in the shit because they was exposed to it so early and so frequently. No bullshit. That shit's scary.
So was it how, what do y'all attribute to just not allowing your environment to shape you?
My environment did shape me.
Okay, in a way, like, you didn't go back down a negative path.
I did. I just didn't stay there.
Yeah, sometimes, like, you might experience certain shit because, like, you see shit and you like, I want to indulge in this shit, too. But some niggas might indulge in some shit, and they like, you get hurt from it or whatever, and some niggas like, fuck it, that shit ain't gonna happen to me next time. Some niggas get hurt from that shit, and like, yo, fuck that. I don't like that shit, bro.
Literally.
Niggas is tweaking.
Like, just awareness. Seeing certain shit happen to certain people, you're like, I don't want that happening to me, so I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah, no bullshit. I would go based off other people's experiences and stories growing up. Like, even if what they was telling me wasn't true, if I knew I didn't want to go through what they were giving me, like what they were telling me, whether it was a piece or like whether they was showing me, I would go based off that, and it would basically help me figure myself out.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Like, I see all the stuff that I feel like my family members did. I see all the stuff that, like, you know, my peers did, and I just be like, how did this work out for them? I see it, and I be like, all right, not going to do that. I'm going to do something else. Turn me up. You know what I mean? But, like, a lot of people are not like that. A lot of people have to experience it for themselves before they can make that determination.
It's the saying that, you know, a smart person learns from their own mistakes. A wise person learns from the mistakes of others. So
who said that?
I said that.
Wise man.
Spin.
Feel me?
Tomo 2022.
Off the whole childhood shit. I want to talk about the other shit, too. How old are y'all when y'all started going to the barbershop by yourself?
Nigga, do you see me?
Like 13.
What?
No bullshit.
In middle school?
Middle school?
Like, I'd walk home and I'd walk by the barbershop and go by myself. Mm. Middle school is when I, you know, got that trust to.
So, like, what, 12, 13?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it had to be when I was, literally, bro, like 11, 12, 13. Like, one of the 3 years. Because I used to go with my dad, but there were times where I would want to go and he'd be working or some shit. Mm-hmm. My mom would also be working, but I needed a cut.
So did you stick with the same barber that your parents put you onto? Or like, eventually you went to go find your own barber?
My parents always pointed me in the worst directions, bro. They always got, like, I don't know, some other K-Verdian uncles to do that shit. Like,
Loski.
K-Verdian is good at hicking your hair. Like, generally, like, barbershops, K-Verdian barbershops.
Yeah,
No, there's some good ones. Like, Marvelous Cuts in Brockton and shit like that. Yeah, no.
Nigga Dion chimed in. He's like, yeah, they be cooking. Right,
you know, but I've definitely been scarred from certain situations.
I was going to say some shit. Y'all going to say some narrative, bro.
What?
You know the Dominican barbers be the best.
Let me tell y'all about Lawrence, bro.
I have a black barber, bro. That nigga nice, bro. That nigga
I'm not
nice
saying
shit.
He ain't nice, but have you also got cut by a Dominican barber?
Yeah, I put you on, bro.
It wasn't good?
Bro, them niggas used to be doing whatever, bro.
Oh, my experience, bro.
There was a barber right there on Columbia Road, bro, right on the corner by the CVS.
That nigga was fake Dominican.
That nigga was, bro. I don't know, bro. Maybe.
That nigga just spoke Spanish. He wasn't really Dominican.
Oh, I don't know, bro. Them niggas in there, bro. But there was some fresh off the boat niggas, and it was old. It was all old.
Oh, no, you can't be going to old niggas. That's where you fucked up.
See, that's when I was real little. And then eventually I started going to a black barber near my crib. And then that nigga fucked me up one time. So then I went, my bro Rocker put me on to a barber. And I've just been with that nigga since.
How many times have y'all gone through, like, what?
This nigga was going through it, no bullshit.
Bro, I went through a lot of things.
How many barbers you had?
Bro, I probably had over 20 barbers in my
life. That's a little barber thought, nigga. Nah, that's not good,
bro. Bro, I've moved.
Niggas are trees. Like,
20 though?
Bro, you gotta understand.
Bro.
Hold up. I had to find the perfect one, bro. Hold up.
You got names?
Bro, my first barber was my dad, and I had to learn that question. Like, I had to learn that lesson real quick. But yo,
so you got 19.
But it was a situation that scarred me for life, bro. Like, you feel me? Like, he's cutting my hair, you know, he's doing a great job. And like, then he picked up a call in the middle of the cut, and then he started playing with the what's it called? The shit that you put on the Clippers. The, like, guards. The, yeah, he started playing with the guards, popping it in, blah, blah, blah. He's like, just hold on a second. And he took the guard off, bro. So then the next time when he got off the phone, he's like, all right, let's go back to it.
He's like,
bald, nigga. Bald spot.
Bro, I'm like, this nigga looked in the mirror.
Bro,
he's like,
he's done it multiple times in my life,
you,
where he's fucked up my hair, bro.
Enough bro? Like, how old are you? Like, yo, you know what?
Bro, I never wanted them. I'd be like,
nigga,
yo, dad, can I get 20 bills? He's like, why you need a 20? I'll do it for you. Just sit right here.
Were some of the cuts fire?
Never.
So, bro, why was your dad?
Why didn't you just not get a cut?
Oh, hold on.
A part of me felt like it can't be that bad.
But was it one of those situations where he was cutting your hair because he didn't want to give you the money to get a haircut? Because the nigga was that bad,
because he
bro.
Thinks he could do it himself, bro.
Nigga was probably like, he at least has to get better this time. So I'm like,
so it was like a pride thing?
And this nigga is just as stubborn because he did this shit to his brother too.
I was gonna say he did that to his brother.
It's just in the blood.
But that was during pandemic. Come on, bro.
How does that? He did that shit on purpose too.
I'm still getting my revenge.
Yeah, look at this picture right here.
Oh, that's crazy. It's a young brother for real.
That's not that bad, bro.
What's that little nigga's name? That nigga look like a Nick and Mo rap.
What's that little nigga's name, bro?
Let me see.
Like,
let me see.
That's just your face, bro.
I live down the street from
your
him.
Your dad cut his hair too?
No.
That's wild, bro. That's bad. Thumbs down for that one.
It ain't that wild, bad, bro.
It was bad, bro.
It's not bad, bro.
Nigga, you don't gotta cut like that.
When I cut my own hair and I don't have a lineup, he basically just has a no lineup.
That's a
no,
bad.
No, but it's bald. Like, imagine I had, like, you could see the darkness and fullness in my hair, and now I look like a naked mole rat, bro.
Just bald, yeah.
It's like, well, I didn't ask for that, bro. His head shape doesn't, like, equate to that cut, bro. It doesn't match. It looked like the nigga just cut it as low as he could.
A couple times I had to do the low, like, almost like damn near bald cut. You know when the hair is, like, sticking up, like, when you touch it, it's, like,
spiky. It's like a one.
That's a zero, nigga. That's a zero.
A couple times, I don't know why niggas made me do that.
That's
shit,
the Chris Paul cut, nigga.
No, because you had church. Bro.
I was trying to get waves and shit, bro. They kept running it off.
Bro, when you had church.
And then one day I went on YouTube. I was like, y'all niggas is cut. I was like, they said I can't get waves. Y'all niggas keep cutting my hair as low. I'll be brushing it, nigga. I'm like, this shit hurt. Niggas scratching my head, bro. I'm like, what the fuck, bro? What's wrong with y'all niggas?
Trying to get waves with a one.
And I had to experiment before I found the one. And you know, for the longest time, I've been going to my low barber. But recently, I had to go to the music video. I had to get it done, and he cut his finger. He's not available, bro.
Bro, yo, see, that's
left
the thing.
Left me
that's
hanging
why, like,
in that moment. I fucked with Chris, bro.
So how many barbers? You should have, like, what, three that you really go to? Like, the main one, the backup, and then the backup?
I need a backup.
You probably don't need to be going to a barber,
bro. That made me learn. I don't know. No, ever since I started growing my hair, it's more like 3-4 weeks, just like, you know, fades.
I was saying, I was like, you should probably go to like a hairstylist or like a salon instead.
Nah, he still gotta
probably do you right.
He still gotta look like a nigga.
How do you know that?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
How do you know that?
They'll try to style you in the way of like,
nah, bro, you can just tell them what you want. They do haircuts too, bro.
But I want the lineups and everything.
They'll do that.
You want the thought cut. They don't do the thought cut at the salon, bro.
I feel like you should be going. You know what I mean, though. It's because you get like your hair cut, but you also go to like specific people to like get your hair done.
I understand what you mean,
and I'm saying that like his hair is different than your hair. So it's like, to me, it makes more sense for you to just go to a salon. It's one stop shop. It'd be different.
What
for
are
him
they gonna do
locks
at the salon, bro?
They'll give you a lineup. They'll cut you. They'll like. They'll
then
make
why
it,
would I just
make
go
right
to a barber, bro? That don't make sense. I just need.
Because they can also wash your hair.
And I feel like the salon gonna charge them more.
Why do I need to wash my hair? I do that myself too.
Yeah, but they don't, it's not the same though.
Nah, bro. See, so I cheated.
What barber you go to?
So I cheated, right? I went to a local one and they gave me all the works for, you know, it's my first time. And I see through it. You feel me? I see through. Like, don't think just because you lay a hot towel on my face, that means I'm not going to look at the
cut. That's what I be seeing from barbers.
I'm not going to look at the cut and observe it. And you know what? I'm not going to point it out, but he fucked up too. And that's why I'm never gonna go back.
Nigga? What do you mean? You paying?
No, the thing is, I don't be knowing until afterwards. You feel? I don't really be trying to look in the mirror.
There be
like
a mirror right in front of
you.
Once
you get fucked up, once you check every time after.
Bro, you be getting cuts.
Every time I be looking at
cuts,
that shit,
be getting
like,
cuts
okay
in someone's basement.
And if I see someone, I'll be like, nah, yo, come here real quick.
That's another reason why I like salons. It's because there's more mirrors.
No, but a lot of the times too, if they fuck up, it's because they did something too high or something with the cases. What the fuck are they gonna do? They're gonna even it out by fucking up the other side. Like, you gotta take the L.
You just
bro
walk on silent. You pay that shit. You just
and
walk out.
And
you
never
return. Go back.
That's what you. You don't complain.
You just don't even pay, bro. You just be like, bro, I'm
not
going to the ATM.
Paying for it. It's not good. I be like, I'll give you like $5 for your time.
I'm paying
like,
out of respect because like we had a long history.
You feel me?
Like,
we had a great relationship. It was a good convo.
It's over now.
I never had a barber.
You'll never get my reoccurring money ever again, ever. You feel me?
When it comes to barbers, bro, they like, well, at least you feel me. I come from Lawrence, so I know a shitload of barbers, bro. Growing up, I feel like some barbers can be really entitled to you as a client, as a customer, and your time.
Amen.
But like with barbers, they have their own time, they have their own clients, and you have your own schedule.
I was about to say, so do y'all like, barbers still do walk-ins or y'all have to make appointments for y'all barbers?
Oh, bro, nah. There's some that I have to do walk-ins for, and there's some that I have to make appointments for.
You only do walk-ins?
To the appointments.
I was about to say, that's
my
that's
barber,
the Stone
like,
Age.
He was snapping today. He was like, yeah, bro. He's like, I can't deal with niggas, bro. No bullshit. He was like, niggas, bro, they'll schedule some shit and then try to cancel last minute, and then when I charge them the late fee, they try to act like it wasn't them and I'm trying to send them. It's like, nah, nigga. You knew what time you was supposed to do this shit. He was tight, no bullshit.
Look.
You be getting lineups?
Let's put ourselves.
Yeah, I get a lineup, yeah.
Bro, put yourself in the client's shoes. You're a client, bro. You're linking up with the most beautiful girl. you've ever seen in your life. You hit your barber like 3 days before. He's like, nah, I can't do it. On the day of. You're not going to be tight?
Nah.
And sure. Your barber expects you to like reschedule or some shit.
I don't know, bro.
That's why I feel like I'm not
saying
that. I
feel like niggas take too much, like put too much stock into like the way their hair look.
You also don't get cuts though.
I don't, but like even when I get lineups and shit like that, like I got a lineup one time to go to a party and I was like, why did I do this? Like what the fuck?
Bro.
Like what the fuck?
Bro, you probably got a Chips lineup.
What party was it?
Don't worry about that.
Like, what about this part of the year? Like, this is the time I gotta get a lot.
It's because like it was like people that I hadn't seen in a while.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's the point.
But
bro.
I'm just saying, like,
you
want to
look good for yourself. You want to look good for other people.
But I'm
people.
Saying afterwards, I regretted it though. Cause I was like, I spent money to do this and it like literally made no difference in my life. Like, if I was really like that, like if I'm like that, then I'm like that. If I'm not, I'm not, bro.
Because the lineup's
not gonna change my life, bro.
I was about to say the lineup shouldn't be for other people. It should be because you want.
And that's what I'm saying. But that in the script and the one that you just described though, it's like it's very much not for you. It's very much for
another person. When you look good, you feel good.
That that's is a fact.
All right, you can
that
look at it other ways.
No. There's times
get
where
yourself
you
like
can
a
feel
nice,
mad depression.
Nah, you're right.
But you
I
get,
agree with you, bro. You're right.
You get
you're
that
right. A nice hat. Get nah, you a nice suit. And put your yin means on.
I don't
bro, he don't know barber culture, bro. I'm telling you, it's a difference, my nigga.
This nigga love looking good for other people.
No,
because
the thing is, like, a lot of the times it don't even be about the line. Yo, just my beard getting right. You feel me? That changed how I feel. Less hair on my face. Or when I start to feel the hair on the back of my neck, bro. That's disgusting.
It's getting cleaned up.
That's interesting.
You
with
me?
Me, it's more so I feel like my hair is an accessory, bro. You feel me? Tell you shit. Like, when I look at myself, it's like, yo.
It's part of the fit.
It's a part of me. It's a part of my fit. So it's like certain days. Some days I might not even want the lineup. You feel me? It's like I'm wearing my shit like this because it's
imagine,
the type of look I'm going for. So
imagine
like,
having a lineup and be like, I don't want to line up no more.
I don't want to line up no more.
It's like when niggas get the fresh braids, they start brushing this shit to mess it up a little bit because the parts are too clean. I do that sometimes, bro. I don't like my parts.
Nah, this nigga, I thought that shit was a joke, bro. You're funny, bro.
Jim Jones, man.
Ain't no way. You dead ass?
That's it.
You know what I was thinking in my mind when, you know, this Nate didn't like the lineup? I'm wondering, like, in my alternative reality about Bond, bro, he pulled up to the party thinking he's mad clean. He still had a white line on his shit.
Nah. We're going to do that shit over here.
Nah, nobody didn't say anything about it. So then he was just like, damn.
Wait, not even that. It's because I spent money on something that I didn't need.
I hear you.
I mean, nigga, that's
every
day, bro.
You say that about a lot, though.
But I'm saying, like, most of the shit that I, like, purchase, I'm spending money on it, it's like, okay, I bought this thing because I wanted it at least.
Fair.
So it's like...
So why'd you get the lineup? Because you feel like other people wanted it?
Nah, it's because I was like, oh, this is the culture.
There was somebody at that party.
He did it for the people.
That's the thing.
Going
on.
There was
it's
somebody
the same thing
at
about
party.
Niggas who get lineups, like, consistently, right? Where it's like, they'll get lineups just because. Like, not even because, like, they want it. They'll just be like, oh, it's about that time. Yo. Let's get a lineup. Or someone will make a comment to them and they'll be like, oh, let me go get lined up now because I'm thinking about it. Now niggas are noticing me differently.
I was having a conversation with my boy with the way that the prices of barbers have inflated over the years, bro. You can't even do cuts no more every 2 weeks. You feel me? That was realistic. You know what I mean? It's $15 cuts used to be
time,
the norm,
yeah, no
bro.
Bullshit. Yeah. Now it's like 40.
40. 40 is like the baseline.
Bro, they're getting tight of you if you give them 40 with no tip. They're getting tight of you.
$40 to get your hair cut?
Luckily, because of my hair, I don't got to get cut every 2 weeks.
And that's what
you feel me? I got long hair.
And you were talking about how your hair is an accessory.
They spend their money how they spend their money. You feel me? I get like it is what it is.
After growing out my hair, like the curls is enough to like hide if I don't got a clean cut or whatever the case is. If you got waves or you got short hair, everything is based off that lineup. Everything's based off that lineup.
I got short ass hair.
That's not always true, bro. No bullshit. I feel like at a certain point, your waves carry it a little bit. No bullshit,
bro. You gotta do. I know you was tight. If the front of your head, bro, the way it started being squiggly, my nigga.
Nah, I have a bro, I have a good hairline, you feel me, type shit. So even if I don't get a lineup, it's kind of like, it's
okay, but
like
now imagine a barber fucks it up.
Oh, if you fuck up my shit?
That's what I'm saying. There's no going back if you got short hair.
That's the point.
Oh, going back to the barber?
You can go bald.
No, it's not going back to the barber.
You
got
to take
that
out.
You got short hair, but if you got hair like Angel, a nigga fuck up your lineup, bro. That nigga's fucked.
You can be bald a little bit.
You got to fight that nigga.
You can throw a hat on. Nah, bro.
But like,
nah,
he's going to have his way on. That's
about
the way.
How long you going
to have his
way
now to put on a hat every time he steps up?
Nigga, it's cold outside. It's winter. It's winter.
This nigga did that shit. We stunned ourselves.
That
nigga's cut
3 months, dog.
That's facts, but that's because.
It's like if a nigga cut.
That's some shit.
It's like if a nigga cut off your eyebrow.
I think that was ridiculous.
Okay.
It's like if a nigga cut off your eyebrow. Bro, or some shit.
If a nigga cut off my eyebrow, bro, then
he's cutting the other one.
It is what it is, bro. Like, I'm gonna be like, the nigga fucked me up, bro.
I'm not hearing that, bro. I don't believe that, bro.
Like, I'm telling you, bro. Shit happens,
bro. What happens if they cut your lock?
Huh?
What they cut one of your locks?
Okay,
bro. Then what?
What am I gonna do? I'm going like, nigga, it's a lock. I'll just keep it and I'll twist it back.
It's not the fact that what can you do? You can still feel the experience. Like, damn, nigga, you fucked me up.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying disrespect, bro. But it is what it is. Like, I'm not about to be mad at the nigga. I'm gonna be like, I'm just not. Like you said, I'm not coming back.
You should be mad at the nigga.
I'm not coming back.
This is your job. This is your professional. Nigga, you're supposed to be nice at this shit.
Nah, yeah.
Imagine you're a doctor, bro. And nigga, fuck up a surgery. You be like, nigga, what the fuck?
But
nigga, imagine this nigga build a house, bro. This shit fall apart. I'm telling you, bro, I understand, bro. A haircut's like surgery, bro.
You can't fuck up. You're not supposed to fuck up.
That one bad day that the barber had. Let's say you have like.
I feel like the house thing is worse, bro. You could die from that shit.
The way niggas make it sound, you could die from getting a bad lineup, bro. It's the end of the world for niggas, bro.
If we're talking about barbershop taboos,
gotta go out of your way to put on a hat.
Are you gonna go back to the store that you got the two left shoes from?
Yeah.
Hold on. I didn't say the name store.
I just told you I bought some shit from there earlier today.
It's a lot going on right now, bro.
It is.
The shoes wasn't clean.
Show.
There's no context to that, bro. They don't even understand what we talk about. I want to ask, when we're talking about barbershop taboos, I want y'all to be transparent, all right? Has your barber ever tried to pull up the little spray?
Oh, my God.
Oh, you know what spray I'm talking about.
Yeah, talking about the Benin, whatever it's called.
He fucked up, and he thinks he can fix it.
With the Carlos Boozer shit?
He thinks he can fix it with that.
The filler.
The moment I see a barber pull that on, I knew he fucked me up. I was like, yo, don't even use that shit, nigga. Nah, I want to see what you've done.
That depends, bro.
I'll smack a nigga if you put that shit on. Why are you spraying that shit on me, bro?
I let it happen one time, bro, and I went home. Scrub the shit out of it. I was like, I'm not having this, bro.
There's a couple times I was in Springfield, niggas got that shit. No bullshit. Nigga put it on. I was like, oh, this is interesting. And then moving forward, I was like,
bro, if it lasted a week, cool. I do that shit. No bullshit. If it lasted a week and it was permanent, I take a shower and it's still there, I do it, bro. No doubt about it.
Nigga, you really be a fraud.
If I could sweat.
Y'all seen the video of the nigga doing the glue and the weave to his beard?
You know what I was thinking? It looked ridiculous, but I am an advocate for men being able to have the equal treatment that women get to be able to enhance themselves. I don't knock it when women get weave or they do makeup.
That's disgusting, bro.
They get lash extensions.
Weave beard, though?
Bro, we got to be able to accept it, bro.
That's a drag, bro. I'm not through with that.
We
got to
let them do it, bro. Nah. Why can women get away with it? And I'm not even knocking women who do it. They should be able to.
It's because, bro.
And men should have the same energy.
It's different culture, right, bro?
You gotta think about it. When women usually get weave, it's a protective style, bro. It's for certain things, stuff like that. You feel me?
They feel prettier. Oftentimes too, it's protecting their hair. It is better for their hair. Their hair can grow.
It's not feeling prettier. It's a different style. Bro.
I'm staying out. I'm staying out.
I have a girlfriend who does protective styles all the time. When she has her 40-inch fucking twist, bro, she feels like a queen. You feel me? And doesn't mean she's not beautiful when she doesn't have it.
She's saying it looks good to her, so she's like, I rock with this. Exactly. But I'm sure that she also fucks with her regular hair.
She do, of course.
When my time comes, just gotta let it go.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if it's niggas, the shit is like back here, nigga. If a nigga got nothing up here but all this shit on the side, it's let that shit go, my nigga.
I take my extra vitamins and shit to keep my hair growing nice and strong, but when the time comes,
10 racks, I'm going to Brazil. I'm coming back with some new shit.
Why are you going to Brazil?
Wherever.
Wait. If you go to Brazil, you don't need 10 racks.
Don't stick to Brazil.
Some stuff in there.
I'm just saying, wherever they do that at, bro, wherever I can get a good hairpiece.
Fuck the weave shit. Are you doing like hair follicle replacement shit?
I do all that.
Take your hair from your ass and put it on your head, bro.
I don't care. They'll take the little things from the back of the head.
You're about to get a scalp transplant.
I do it.
No, boss. That's
what really take is. Hair from your back, from your ass, and put it on your head?
Bro, they don't do all that.
Yes, they do.
They take it from the back of your head, bro.
Some of it.
They probably take it from your like chest and shit.
That's enough. You think that's enough?
Nigga said bro, ass hair, bro.
They take hair from your body, like different places.
I don't know.
Not even the same textured hair, bro.
Y'all,
no bullshit.
Y'all, facts.
You gonna see Birdo with a full 30 years.
Right now,
you see OVO 40,
bro. No, he's right. It's not the same hair, bro. You feel me? The hair on my head, I don't know what the curl pattern is, but down there it's 4C.
Okay. Anyways. Yeah.
I don't know, bro. I did not need to hear that, bro. I could have went like my whole life for not hearing that.
Nah.
Pause done.
Was that thumbs down? Thumbs down.
No bullshit.
That's our closer. It's been a wrap. It's a wrap.
That's not it.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Yo, hey, I know a lot of niggas related, bro. They just didn't want to say nothing, bro. It's cool, bro.
We did. We said the texture's different. Niggas agreed. That's all you had to say. You took it like three steps further. Like, you was like, yeah.
All I'm saying is,
you said enough, bro.
He said aggressively.
We already know, bro. We already know.
All right, but y'all not on that boat. Y'all just letting it go. You don't want to do any improvements, bro.
It's. I feel like letting it go. It's kind like of like door. It's a phase.
It's a new chapter.
So it's like, yeah, it's you.
You know what I mean?
Facts. I'm always going
to
be.
You're going to have to learn to accept it.
Like, I'm going
to
leave the bald thing. Like, I'm not going to cut off all my hair.
You going to Manu Ginobili, bro? That's the worst. That is worse.
Nigga, I'm going to be dippy, bro. Niggas ain't.
Nah, bro. When the time comes.
That's bad, bro. I'm not
going to
lie,
the middle crown starts to go. That's bad. I'm taking it all off, bro. I'm cutting it all, nigga.
Bro, imagine Toma with a bald spot in the middle, bro.
You leave it that shit.
Hey, I might get yourself a yarmulke, nigga.
I might be the first to get it. Yo, bullshit. I don't want to speak that out, but it's like once you have that brushing culture, I don't have waves from years. You feel me? So like,
oh, like
shit.
The crown.
Yeah,
like
a lot of people. To, yeah. But my shit ain't even that bad compared to the niggas I've seen. Some niggas is like you see like a circle in the crown of their head. Like, yo,
was them 360s worth it?
Maybe.
Hell no, bro.
3 years you held it down,
nigga. For a bald spot before like 30, bro.
What is the age where you can accept? I can go bald. I'll tell you damn well, no, it ain't my 20s, nigga.
It happens,
it ain't my 20s, nigga.
What about the grays?
I agree with Nick's, no bullshit.
How y'all feel about grays and shit? Like, y'all dye out here?
Nah. Bro, I had a gray hair in my head, bro. And I seen it the other day. I ripped that shit out. I was like, yo, what the fuck?
I've been noticing a couple, but not even on my hair, though.
I was like, why? Wait, what do you mean?
Not on my head. I mean, my fault. Not even on my head. Like my arms, like my knee. Like, I be having like random ass gray hairs, bro. Shit's weird.
Nigga, stressing.
Nigga, the full moon got you good, nigga. You got gray hair on your arms, bro.
But like, what age would you like come to accept?
Bro, dead ass.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I feel like I can't think of an age, bro. It's like where you are in life. When you got kids and all, that makes sense why you might be seeing some changes in your body, nigga. No bullshit. If I'm 30 with no kids, it's like, I shouldn't be bald, bro. I'm not stressed about shit.
But you are, though. It's not about being stressed, bro. Male pattern baldness is not necessarily just about stress. It's also running your family. Is your dad bald?
What is that?
I knew my faith from a young age,
My dad is bald as fuck, bro. So I'm already knowing what my pattern is. I'm already knowing what's going to happen to me.
I don't see myself cutting my hair off completely. I might trim it at some point in my life. I don't see myself cutting it fully.
But it's going to be falling out, bro. That's what it is.
Nah, bro. I'm not going the Wayne route, bro.
So you're just going. So you're not going to be bald.
It's bad.
I don't plan on it, bro. I don't plan on ever getting short hair again,
nigga.
So you are going the Wayne route.
Nah, but I feel like there's a lot of other things that go his situation that affects that.
For sure. Drug use, yeah. But I'm saying you notice hair start falling out. You still keeping the locks.
Bro, so you going the Cardi route then, nigga?
There's ways. What you mean?
Cardi's balding.
Yo, Cardi shit is falling. That shit is disgusting. That should be falling out his head and shit, bro. All like, type of weird shit, bro. Like, you see his lock tension exposing.
Eight at this point. He don't got that many.
Damn.
That's bad.
Them niggas be dying their head too much.
So, wait. You'd rather go to the Cardi route than the Uzi route?
What's the Uzi? Oh, that nigga Uzi. He literally cut it all off and regrew it. Yeah. And then Kodak, bro, that nigga's hair grows mad fast, yo.
No, but you know what they said about Uzi? Or the rumor is that, like, he used extensions.
Yeah.
For his afro?
No, but he cut his hair and then all of a sudden now he's got the Uzi, like, locks back, bro.
That's a rumor.
Oh, he has an afro right now. He has like a puffy afro.
That shit's like texturized. He popped out with a jerry
curl. That nigga texturized this shit. Real. I don't know, bro.
Nigga pulled out with a perm.
I don't know what's going on.
I'm just saying, I know there's plenty of rappers, bro, who went the extensions route.
Facts. That nigga Jimmy Butler.
Huh?
That's funny, bro.
Jimmy Butler's crazy.
Let him rock.
That shit was weird.
Let him rock, bro.
I'm not letting niggas rock, bro. I want niggas to be comfortable. I want niggas to be happy. I want niggas to be free. All that shit.
Not with this.
You feel me? But like, that's not in the Black Panther's 10 step, bro. That's not in the 10 points, bro. Let my niggas have weave. That's not in there,
bro. The thing is, the only part that was egregious about the Jimmy Butler situation is he didn't let it gradually.
Night.
You feel me?
Night.
Like, he went from having one thing to just...
I think he just took it out.
4 months of progress right away, bro. Not even 4 months. That's like 3 years, nigga. Like, for real.
And he just took it out. So it's like, he was trolling. So that's funny. I'm not going to lie.
So you got to kind of like trick people, you feel me? Not trick, but you got to, you know, you make it look a little realistic. Come on.
I feel like if it's going to be that way, though, you got to admit to it. And that's what I didn't fuck with about Jimmy.
He did, bro.
After a while.
He doesn't think anybody's buying that
shit. But right away, he was just like...
No.
He was playing into it.
I'm at. But that was like after nigga seen like the ridiculous growth.
I think before the most ridiculous say, shit is that that nigga didn't have a mustache. That nigga was looking weird, bro, without the facial hair. I'll tell you that.
But I think like for niggas that are gonna do it, it's like just be open about it if you're gonna do it. But don't be trying to be like slick with it. Like the shit you're describing, I don't fuck with. If niggas like, oh, okay, make it so seem boom. Like it's natural.
Boom.
No.
Boom, just add to it, right?
I think it's more.
That's what I think is like so significant about when women do it too.
I'm not.
Is that they're not trying to convince you that that's your real hair.
For sure, but I'm not offering that information unless you ask. If you ask, I'm not about to lie. I'd be like, yeah, I did. But I'm not telling you straight up like, yeah, nah, these is, yeah, these
so
is.
Let's add to, oh, no, I remember his name now. Bandman Kevo?
I don't know.
The whole liposuction
oh
shit?
Oh, my God, bro. That shit was hilarious.
And nigga,
I'm not
very
even that guy.
Vocal about it. He, you know, he'll come out and be like, yes, I got liposuction. Yes, they, you know, fixed up my gut. They gave me a fixed six-pack, all that
nigga
shit. What
like
y'all niggas going to say?
Six-pack. A couple of people
got some face. Look like so you'll get the weave and all that, but you ain't gonna do the lipo.
I feel like I'm cheating myself if I get a
all
face.
Drake did it. All
I don't think
cheating.
He need lipo,
no,
nigga.
Cheating myself. You feel me? I can go to the gym. I can work hard. I can get some six pack. There's nothing you could do about male pattern baldness, bro.
A lot of these niggas not bald, though. They just want a specific hairstyle.
I'm hip. But even then, you're not cheating yourself, bro. It's like who... Like you can, like, because I even think it's a waste if you go the lipo route, but then you stick with the same habits that you had.
You gonna get a BBL?
If you don't, no. What reason would I have, bro? What am
you
I
going
lifting?
To present?
What am I lifting, bro? You're a sicko.
You take 10 bands to Brazil,
you're
bro?
You're a sicko.
You taking 10 bands to Brazil, you might as well, bro. No bullshit. Get the whole package.
This is like a black. I'm fucking dead.
50 lashes.
Yo, no bullshit. Why did you ask that? Why did you ask that,
what's wrong,
bro?
What about you? What about you, Eves?
The BB, I'm not getting the BB.
No, no. Come on, bro. What are we doing here? What are we doing? It's all about lipo. Any
oh,
type
no,
of...
you just went to DR.
What you was looking at?
You
was
DR over
consultations.
Like,
you
get
some
right
consultations
now,
down
definitely
there, bro.
Definitely not, nigga. I don't even know, bro. I don't even know how to...
But you want
to
do any type of enhancement surgery?
Wait, man, I got a BBL.
You got some
yeah,
set up
got a BBL.
Nah, the hoodie with the ass out. Nigga.
Nah.
He said I'm getting this shit.
Oh, bro, he said they gonna see. They gonna notice today.
Get
today.
Your jokes off me. Y'all niggas funny, man. What did you ask me, bro? What
I was saying you wouldn't me? Do any type of enhancement surgery?
Nigga,
anything.
Nah.
Nothing.
Nah, bro. I'm good, bro. No bullshit.
I was thinking if I get a couple bands, I'll fix my nose. This nigga dirty
what you
broke my nose.
Your...
He broke my nose. You don't tell my nose a little crooked.
You
broke your nose?
You wouldn't know that until I tell you, but then...
Wait, you broke your nose?
Bro, we was playing ball. Nigga landed his elbow. Blushing, gushing blood.
Your nose
bro.
Is crooked.
Okay.
I just didn't want... I just thought that was like something that...
I thought she was born
people
like
just
that.
Knew. No
nah,
bullshit.
Bro,
I did not know that.
Fake nigga just keeping
it to
himself.
The only thing I've ever considered
why
is
why I'm
like
about to
braces.
Mention that to you. Be like, yo, this nigga nose crooked. I don't like this nigga. Look at his nose. Like, shit, like, what does that
you know,
matter
if
to
I,
me?
If I come back in a couple years with a new
nose...
Bro,
bro. Oh, that shit is crooked.
I hate niggas, bro.
Yeah, but look at this nigga that looked at you for real, bro.
What's the Owen Wilson method, bro?
Wilson, yo.
Not as bad as that nigga, but yeah,
that
but yeah bro.
If that hadn't happened, you probably wouldn't have done it.
Nah, but I get a nose job now. I get a new nose and everything. It'll be slippery and shit like,
you about to look like Michael Jackson.
No, bullshit.
No, not that, bro.
Nigga,
come
that's
on, bro.
A
what are you doing
slope.
Here?
Niggas, I don't think he planned for that shit, bro. That shit, nigga, just happened.
You been a Lago?
That's not why he had nose.
Oh, he nose shit?
Oh, where
like
that's
we
not
at?
Why the nigga had
where
nose.
I heard bro. Michael Jackson then started thinking about the whole skin transition. I was just like, huh. Life.
That
man.
Was because he got set on fire, bro. For oh. Pepsi shit.
That was yeah, wild. Yeah.
That was the reason?
I heard it was because he had vitiligo, so he just...
He did have vitiligo, but I'm saying the reason why his skin was like that is because it had to be consistent across his body.
For sure. Because of the vitiligo.
No, because I thought that's why he started like texturizing his hair and all that, because his hair got burnt.
His hair was always being texturized. Like, it's Michael Jackson. His hair was texturized from jump. Like,
no,
he, had
that's
a,
not true.
He went from
he
having
afro.
An afro as a kid, and then, like, as an adult, he was
curls,
like,
curls, curls. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that was just the 80s. Nigga, the 70s, 80s.
Hey, man, shout out to Michael Jackson, man.
The nigga had, like, all the shit on his head, like, on his, that happened, like, above, like, his neck was because he got burnt. You feel me? Like, he was, like, on fire.
That's such a crazy part of that nigga's story, bro.
And then it had to be consistent across
so
the
so much shit happened.
It really got lit on fire.
For Pepsi, nigga.
Yeah, I saw the video too.
Yeah, you seen it?
Who hasn't? You've never
like
seen it.
I remember from the
never
movie. I don't know if I've seen the actual footage, bro. Like,
are you going to play?
I remember the movie one.
I'm which movie? The one with Flex Washington? Or Flex?
Is that the name of the actor?
Yeah.
Shit, maybe.
That movie's bad.
The one that's like 6 hours long, nigga.
You know what I'm talking about?
I think they're both 6 hours long. Is it the one where he's singing to the mouse?
I don't remember that part.
Bro, he had his pet mouse, bro. He made a song about him, all that shit.
I don't
shit.
Remember that part, nigga. No lie.
What's the name of his mouse again?
I know the monkey.
See, that's when you probably watched the wrong movie. I'm talking about the one in the
wrong movie.
You watched the movie, you took it to the boat.
Yeah, he watched the one that the niggas is supposed to watch. Yeah.
Yo, what I really want to get to before we get out of here, right?
It was on BET, though.
Tomo, you had something in the topic list that said, why do niggas start rapping when their other plans in life don't work out? Talk your shit.
Why does everybody just want to rap, bro? It's niggas, I don't know.
I just want to rap.
Like, that's the thing, too. It's okay if you want to be a creative, bro, but like, why straight to the rap? And why straight to the drill beats, bro? Like, what's going why on, bro? What's up with it, bro?
I like that follow-up question.
Bro, it's easy, bro.
Yeah, I've talked about it. It's easier than ever to be a rapper.
You gotta try. Because what if you blow up?
Yep, and then that's like...
I think that plays into it, bro. I think niggas see how, like, there are rappers out here that, bro, literally blew up overnight. And niggas really think it's that easy. Because essentially, like, sometimes it does happen. But, like, bro, what are the odds?
It's y'all fault. Same people who was like, I took the walk. You low fucking expectations ass niggas. All right, bro.
See, now
lift up the bar, nigga. Y'all bars on the fucking ground.
If niggas came in doing that shit, it might have been, but it's like, bro, it's like niggas see something and like, all right, fuck it.
Got my job.
Yeah, you feel me? Boom, nigga. Straight to this, nigga. It's just like.
Straight to the booth.
It's like, nigga, you was not doing that shit a year ago, bro.
It's a lot of niggas that used to have hoop dreams that'll stop just to start rapping.
Yeah, bro. Every nigga that played ball that starts rapping, bro.
Did you even try to be a carpenter or some shit? Like, try some shit.
Did you even try to
bro.
Pick up a trade?
Like, bro, like, I don't know, nigga. If you want to create,
a hammer,
bro. Like, try to
create a house.
Try to paint, nigga. Try to fucking, I don't know, nigga, make beats.
Why are you gatekeeping music?
I'm not gatekeeping music. I just want to understand the process of it. It's like,
but you can't understand it. It's like it looks like a luxurious lifestyle. You feel me? You're making music that people are absorbing. You're looking fresh. You got money. You got jewelry. Whatever the case is, a lot of the times people also see because it's like you're talking about get a trade or do this or you have to actually be objectively good at these things to be successful in them. You see rapping and I've seen a lot of people who justify being a rapper to themselves by saying, "Oh, that guy blew up. I could at least do what he did." And it's not even trying to be the best. It's literally just trying to just to make it. And then we got 100.
Nigga, we see construction workers every day. Them niggas don't even be doing nothing, bro. That shit ain't that hard, bro. I did that shit before. That shit, nigga, you do that shit, bro. It ain't hard, bro. It's just a lot of labor, bro. It don't make it hard.
It's not hard, but I'm saying.
What's hard is maybe like the architect's job and shit. Nigga, once you're a laborer, bro, that shit, nigga, you make like 30 bills an hour.
I'm doing like this. When I think about like the accessibility to it is like interesting too, because I think we've talked about accessibility, but honestly, bro, being a visual artist look kind of dope and it's way more accessible, bro. All you need is a pencil and a pen.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. This
computer.
Facts. Like, you might. Well,
rapping is not that accessible, bro. Like that, niggas gotta pay. Like, what go through a nigga? Niggas like, yeah, I'm about to hit the studio. Never been in a studio before. I'm about to hit the studio today.
Because it look cool to be able to post that in your story. Because
niggas feel like they've been there before because they've seen so many videos of people in the studio.
I think it's what it comes with, too. Is like, bro, if it looks like everybody thinks it's cool, like these niggas have gigantic fan bases. Like, Some niggas literally just want that.
That's a fact.
Facts. And they don't know another outlet. And some niggas too, it's like, it be your niggas that like peaked in high school type shit. So it's like, they've been feeling like, damn, I don't have anything, bro. I have nothing, bro.
I feel sorry for y'all niggas, yo.
So they be like, I need that. I need that clout again, bro. I need it, bro. Otherwise, like, who am I? I don't know who I am without that, without people with validation. And being a rapper.
Bro, it's crazy. That's just so ass backwards. Because when niggas start thinking like that, that's what makes them look 10 times more lame.
Facts. Mm-hmm.
It's like, bro, niggas, that's you feel me? Obviously, you had clout in high school, but you try and get it back through, like, rapping, bro. Like, you can't be serious.
Hey, bro, shit happens with Blueface, man.
And niggas be chips,
and
too.
I'm not going to call it out, but you just know the type of music they be making.
Bro, you heard Blueface, bro.
No,
one example, though. No bullshit. Nigga was the coolest dude in his high school, quarterback, all the shit.
Times, it's not even bad music. I mean, it's bad. Generic Quavo. Music.
Quavo?
Quavo was, like, a star quarterback.
But that nigga didn't want to rap,
he
though.
He did make Versace. The nigga did make
that Versace. Nigga also, he didn't want to rap.
That is true.
Feel me?
That is true.
It was Few that told Unk to rap.
Damn, man. RFU.
Facts, right?
How y'all feel about the Balenciaga shit? Do y'all care about that shit?
Nigga, I'm poor, bro. I can't afford that anyway, bro.
No,
I'm saying, I never bought it anyway. Like,
I've been saying fuck European designer, to be honest.
Not even in that sense. Do you like it's bigger than that. Like I feel like type shit. These niggas is killing cryptocurrency people and shit and shit like I feel like it's all simultaneously connected.
Explain on it.
Because it's people that's exposing pedophilia and like the higher ups and shit like that, and people are dying and then Balenciaga's thing was that it was aligned, like their campaign was aligned with like pedophilia and shit. You feel me?
Yeah, shit was.
There was definitely truth in that. Like they were showing examples of it. There's nothing, what's it called, coincidental about it, and it's just weird. Like, but what I will say with the 4X thing, I feel like maybe that's a little bit of conspiracy. I feel like people just started reporting it on it more. Huh?
What 4X?
No, like you just seeing a lot more reports, especially after that whole scandal where like people lost billions of dollars. In 4X, that now you see more reportings of like, oh, this person killed themselves or this person's dead.
Nah, it had nothing to do with 4X. It was like people who just own cryptocurrency. Like it had nothing to do with like
not 4X, crypto. Yeah. That's what I meant. That's what I meant. My bad.
It was like four niggas back to back that like died or got killed, right?
But I feel like they just reported
that nigga suicide.
That nigga Elon came out too. He's talking about I'm scared for my safety, some shit like that. I was like, nigga, yeah, ain't no one touching you.
Nah, I believe it. I believe that there's definitely not like in the same wild ass people out here
that was going on with those other four individuals that suddenly passed. That was a good episode.
Bro, did anyone check to see if they had any videos out of them hitting of cranking that Soulja Boy?
I ain't got no videos of that shit. I'm good, bro.
See?
That's why I'm still here, nigga.
That shit brought me back. That shit brought me back to the school dances. You know, you finish the MCAS, they throw you a big party and shit like that. And then you get and then one of the teachers was a DJ, he'll throw Soulja Boy, throw some chicken noodle soup.
There was like those white tutors at Match that used to afford, like some of them, they was really like cranking that Soulja Boy, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it'd be like, they was like, this is my chance. They was waiting for that, all that pent up anger at the students and all the shit they probably had in them from niggas like being like, oh, shut up, white boy. All came out during that dance.
I remember one nigga got tight because I called him a pencil. And then in the report, it was like, Tomo called me a pencil, and it's the demerit.
That's hard.
Some funny shit, bro.
Yo, say, yo, do the I hit the walk, the polar shit. You was hitting that shit earlier, though. I know it's anything but me, but I was like, that shit was kind of clean. Do it one more time, bro.
Do it, nigga.
See, he forced it. He tried to make it seem like, yo, you trying to do it, though?
No, do it again.
Someone hit the outro.
Nigga not taking the walk.
Want to do the outro?
Niggas don't want to get famous, bro. Niggas
that's what I'm saying, bro.
Views,
we could have blew up off like, that, bro. We would have been like, yo, we got this nigga. We got auto tune himself right here,
bro. It's
crazy. Someone hit the outro.
It's the same nigga that was like, yo, what are we doing, bro? What are you doing, bro? This is the moment, bro. It's your golden moment, bro. We got it here one more time.
And this is why you're no one's favorite.
That's out of context. That's so mean. But all right, y'all. You know what I mean? It's been another episode of Bad for the Community.
What's fuck,
up? Feel me. It's the greatest podcast in the world.
Appreciate Angel for sitting
there
with us.
Thank you for coming by, bro.
Yeah.
This
talking barbershops. I know a lot of real niggas related to that.
Barbershop convos.
The end of the year is coming up. Drop some categories of what we should like. You feel me? Like, do the awards and whatever on. You know what I'm saying?
Very good point. We got the baddies coming up. We did it last year. We got some categories. We got traditional categories.
I don't like that name,
bro. The baddies, bro.
Nah, that's a hard ass name.
See, I made
bro.
That shit when I wasn't here, bro.
You were here. You were here when we decided to name the bullshit.
I don't remember that.
And then me and you laughed because it was funny. Like, it didn't have to be the deciding name, but it was
baddies,
funny.
Bro. I think that's hard, bro.
It's hard now.
Yo, throw us some categories. I don't know if you guys know from the past, but we've had some crazy ones, like our favorite white person song.
Facts.
The Make the Hoes Dance song of the year.
Yep.
We're glad
this year, man. What's the Sad Down Bad song of the year? You know, some shit that you really get your feelings to. You know what? Shout out to SZA. She might have a nomination for Down Bad song of the year, bro.
I don't think so. The music on that project is not that sad, bro.
Not really. I didn't think like, so.
Like, there's only really, like, one sad song.
Nah,
on
but
here.
You, it's down bad
what's the song
as
called?
In.
I don't
know. Special.
One. You're in a down bad situation, and that's what you listen to get yourself back up. Like, oh, this person did me greasy. But you know what? They're not. They ain't shit. I'm flexing on them now.
Nah, bro.
What's that song she was rapping on with? But it something
old
about her
Bass?
Ex?
Oh, no.
Something to know. My ex.
I don't know, nigga.
Huh?
Smoking on my X-Pack.
Yeah, you feel me? I like that energy right there. Nah, that's a hard album.
Niggas were saying that SZA's version of Hendrix.
Yeah. She is, no bullshit.
Except for that one, like, I don't know. To me, never mind, we can talk about another time.
Her Summer Walker carrying R&B, though.
All right, so you Summer saying Walker. Shit like that, bro? You got to watch your mouth, bro. You can't be saying shit like that, bro.
Nah, it's so
don't
valid.
Disrespect my nigga Lucky Day like that. Don't disrespect any of these R&B artists out here, bro. We was just
Lucky
talking about
Day
this
does
shit,
not
bro.
Have an over it or a still over. Come on, bro. Don't do that.
Nigga, what?
You don't.
Niggas be saying whatever,
Lucky
bro.
Day's amazing, bro.
Nigga, you can't even name two Lucky Day songs, bro. I don't talk about niggas and me. You don't even listen to the nigga, bro. You don't even know what R&B sound like, bro. Name two songs.
That's my bag, bro.
Name two songs.
There's one I like that. I can help you, nigga. Love You something. I love you. It's very hard. It's very hard, bro. No. I really like that.
But you know what I mean?
You know what I'm not.
You know, I am, because those are two R&B artists, but I think you can't put Summer Walker in there, though.
Yes, I can.
At the very least, R&B artist. Nigga, you know that second album was not as good as the first, bro.
Nah,
Over
there's
it was
some
hard.
Joints. No, Over It is classic.
Over It is hard.
Still Over
It's
not
over
a classic. It's not a classic, but it's got some joints, too.
Y'all fuck with the rap song she just dropped?
Summer Walker?
Yeah, hell she dropped the rap song.
But I heard that was a joke, so I'm not going to take it too seriously, but that shit was
video
ass.
Is cool.
Bro, Summer Walker, bro, she can really sing.
Yeah.
That rap song.
We knew that.
She go back to that acoustic shit.
We knew that.
That shit was hard.
Was that a pregnant? There was a pregnant Shawnee of the video?
Or I'm tripping. That's her.
Summer Walker is the pregnant Shawnee.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was her.
She's pregnant again?
Yeah, something like that.
See, that's kind of crazy.
With Larry's child?
That's his name?
That was the dude she tatted on her head.
Oh, I thought that was like
Yo, Summer Walker be down
London
bad,
Jackson,
bro.
Bro.
What's
name
going on, bro?
Like, why you call that nigga by name?
Wait, what was the question you asked before we was about to get out of here?
You was about to say, you got poison, nigga? What happened to you?
Oh, I definitely got poisoned yesterday, bro. Probably should have opened up with
here?
That. Nah, bro. I have a conspiracy. We went to a restaurant last night, and I ordered, what's it called? Lobster mac and cheese. But I also got a drink, right? But
what drink you get?
It was like it was kind of nasty, no bullshit. It was like grape, vodka, Sprite, and shit like that. It was
what the
fuck,
nigga?
Cheese, nigga.
I just wanted vodka, Sprite. I seen some shit like that. But right, so Pete, I accidentally knocked the drink over.
Okay.
So now they gave me a new drink.
Yeah.
So now I'm thinking like, that was out a part of it or whatever the case. All I'm saying is eating, blah, blah, blah. And I smoked before.
Mm.
So I'm thinking like, am I getting paranoid? And I was like, okay, you know what? Don't let me think too much about it. Cause I'm noticing my heart is beating a little bit faster. I'm in my head a little bit more. I'm feeling like I just want to like, not eat
yeah,
and just
gas is getting to that.
Just you need to stop smoking that government weed, nigga.
Hold up. And I'm thinking I just want to sit back and relax and like not like psych myself out.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm thinking, yo, this is just the weed. But then there's just an urge to want to vomit, bro.
Honestly?
And I had to run to the trash and I vomited whatever I just ate, bro.
In the restaurant?
In the restaurant.
In the
bro.
Bathroom though.
Not in the bathroom.
In the garbage, he said in the trash.
Yeah, bro. I couldn't find the bathroom.
What
bro.
Restaurant was this?
Do I do it to them?
Yeah, bro.
Fat Cat.
Damn.
Terrible eats, ladies and gentlemen.
Where's
sorry.
That?
It's in Quincy. It actually was
I never heard of
it. I went there a couple years ago with a friend. I got the lobster mac and cheese. I ate it. That shit was bomb, and that's why I went back
was it good
there
this
with my
time?
Girl. I
mean, prior to
I
you,
continue eating
prior
that
to you like, going through that, though,
was
it good?
Hungry the first
huh?
time.
Facts. Prior to you doing that, was it
good?
It
was cool. It was actually good. Was and good. Then that urge to throw up, bro, and I don't know what it was. I'm joking about getting poisoned, but shit, nigga, I don't know, man. Definitely want the weed. If it was just like me
definitely
feeling
wanting the weed.
If it was just me feeling paranoid, I'd be like, all right, that's on the weed. I'm in
maybe
my head
it's
type
the
shit.
Lobster, my nigga. No bullshit. Sometimes you fuck
maybe
with seafood,
shellfish.
That shit make you throw up, nigga. And with the combination of pasta, I was just watching a video the other day where niggas was dying from pasta. That if you leave the pasta out type shit and it gets to like a certain in between a certain temperature, it starts growing this bacteria and that shit could kill you.
Bro, this nigga was eating milk, cheese. Alcohol, weed,
bro,
all that shit, bro. That's probably what happened, bro. It's just overstimulation.
The moment I vomited felt 10 times better.
I'm head, right, but I'm saying, like, your
you
body can only take...
three or four things out your system.
All right, I'm saying your body can only take so much, bro. It was a lot. It was a lot of stimulation. That be happening to little kids a lot when they eat rich foods, and you were eating something that was very rich, macaroni and cheese with lobster in it.
But why did I feel stressed? Like, I felt
that's
like...
What happens, I'm telling you, that's what happens to children. Like, when they eat shit, like, and they're in, like, a restaurant, and they're eating, like, something that's very, like, rich. Like, it'll be, like lights in their eye. All the shit, they're overstimulating. Their body can't take it. They don't know what to do. So then they throw up. They end up throwing up. You ever seen, like, a little kid just eating their food?
It's better to say that happened. It's better to say that happened than you getting poisoned. So that means you could go back.
Like, that's enough.
Give us a third try.
Even if they didn't do nothing, I'm not going back.
Before you vomited, like, once you was feeling like that weed paranoia, man, you just needed some cold water. It would have brought you back down.
I mean, no, the thing is, I was like, yo, I've had this happen before. You feel me? Like, you get in your head, it only gets worse. And I'm just like, yo, I'm not gonna let that happen. But that's how I knew it was different, because like that vomit was gonna happen regardless, bro. Because even then,
did you still pay for it?
Yeah, bro, that was the worst $100 I spent in my life, bro. I paid $100 to fucking throw up.
$100 at just your food?
Dinner for two, bro.
Oh, that's not bad.
Appetizers.
Yeah, that's not bad. I thought you meant $100 for the lobster mac. I was like, nigga, whoa, what kind of cheese they use?
Nah, but even then, it's four cheese. So
What are the four cheeses?
It should have been made.
There's a lot going on, bro.
I should have enjoyed that.
But. Facts. Four different types of cheeses.
You went with your girl?
I did.
She enjoyed her food?
Yeah. All right. So.
Okay.
Maybe it's just me.
It's just you, nigga. No bullshit.
Maybe it's just me.
You might have been overstimulated, though. No bullshit.
Maybe.
I be feeling like that sometimes.
All
just
I know
close
is
my eyes and sit there.
I got the leftovers. I ain't eating that shit, bro.
Let me get that.
What? I got you.
You got it on you?
No, I don't got it on you.
How long ago was this?
It was yesterday.
Yesterday.
Oh, that's not,
yeah, let me get that, bro.
Damn. Hey, man.
If it make me throw up, then it's really bad, bro. Because I got like an iron stomach, bro. I never threw up off eating food.
Ever in your life.
Nah, I've thrown up, like eating too much food. But even when like food was like bad or like the shit had spoiled, I still like, I just had to take a shit.
What's the most questionable thing you've ate?
The most questionable thing I ever ate?
Whether it was a combination like or just Play-Doh? A weird ass plate of food.
Oh, like,
nigga,
food?
Wait, hold up. Don't let him like, just skip through that. You've ate Play-Doh?
Yeah.
How old?
Not as a child, though, right?
As a kid.
Okay, that's, that shit happens.
It smells good.
It happens. I never
it tastes kind of good, too. No
niggas be doing shit.
You ever think about the effects it has on your brain?
No.
And, like,
my Play-Doh's non-toxic. Yeah.
My nigga,
oh, really?
My nigga was a kid.
Little kids will eat it because it smells and tastes
nigga,
good.
It's dough.
Nah, not the same dough.
But, yo, what the fuck you be saying?
He's probably ate a good amount of
I never ate Play-Doh, bro. But it's like it's
Play-Doh
like
pizza.
I feel like it's dough.
Talking about keeping
though.
A buck. You ever ate glue?
Nah, I never ate glue. I ate paper before.
Yo, the glue was busting too. The glue sticks, say word, they didn't smell good and taste good.
This nigga definitely does have an iron stomach.
At the most, probably put on my hand and like peel it. I ain't never ate that shit.
You never did that and then like
no.
Bugging. That shit was smack.
Oh. What you ever ate?
That shit was smack.
I'm trying to think, bro.
No,
some
I knew a kid in first grade, bro. The white Elmer glue, bro.
Yeah, just drinking it.
The goop. Yes,
that's
bro.
Yeah.
Sipping on it like it's weed or some shit.
Why you do that?
Like it's lean.
I didn't do it. I said another classmate.
Bro, if he watched his classmate do that, I would have smacked that shit out of his hands.
That
shit was crazy.
Bro, that nigga was off. I knew
bro,
it.
Bro, little kids used to do that. Bro, everything that was in like crayons, all that shit, I've tasted it, bro.
That's kind of wild,
bro.
I took a bite
because
out of the
I'm curious
once.
To see, bro. I'm curious to see how it tastes because I'm a little kid.
No,
bro.
You're like a dog, bro. All these dogs do that.
Nigga, how? Then how come on the back of it says, like, oh, like for children
what,
under
keep
whatever
out of reach age. Out of children?
Yeah, because you know kids will do dumb stuff with it. They'll eat it, they'll taste it, they'll put it in their eye. Like, that's what they do.
I was never that dumb. I'm sorry.
Hey, but the thing is, I've seen people do worse. I've seen a nigga glue his eye shut with the same glue. And I'm like, hey, nigga, I'm not putting that shit in my eye. I know what that'll do.
Bro,
but shit
no,
kind of bust.
I think that's a curiosity ice. Thing. I don't think you could call it like, that's curious. That's curiosity.
I'm not saying that's not dumb. Like, they're just curious. But I've seen a nigga glue his eye shut. And I'm like, that's different. I seen a nigga staple his hand thinking, like, oh, what's. And a nigga staple his hand.
I've done
and
some
like,
shit
nigga,
before.
I know
too.
That shit. I'm not going to like that shit.
My shit was fire. Like, I used to play with candles and shit.
Yeah,
like,
see,
you hold shit over the candle and shit like
yeah,
that.
See,
you,
I never did that.
You want to see how that shit reacts?
Nah, no bullshit, that's reckless.
That's what I'm saying.
How much
you know what fire does?
I used to melt like crayons into
tastes?
The candle
but
and
do
shit.
Do you know how the melted crayon tastes?
I don't want to eat it, bro. It's not
all
food.
Right. But you wanted to melt it, though. I never wanted to melt it, but I wanted to see how it tastes. You see what I'm saying? How we were both doing like ridiculous stuff.
With me, it's kind of like, I feel like
you used to feel it, though. You used to melt it and have it touch your skin.
Mm-mm.
What
I
type
would,
of
I would never do that.
Say this shit
when
is
the,
this.
When the,
sometimes
when the,
kids do that. They'll do it and they'll have it hit them, but be like, they'll put it far to see like if it still hurts. And it won't because it like hit the air first and it's like, it's cool. It's not hot. You know what I mean?
I've stuck my finger like in the wet wax of the candle and that should
see.
Be hot. And,
you
just,
and then you're like, oh, it went away.
How mind-blowing was it when y'all like realized like, yo, all I got to get is a lighter and a Lysol can and I got a flamethrower.
Never you're a fucking pyromancer, my nigga. Yeah. That shit used to be crazy.
Go to my cousin like, yo, y'all want to see some shit?
You never did it, bro?
No.
We got to do it today.
No.
Bro, I know what?
He's never seen it, bro. He's never done it.
I've seen it, but the reason why I never did that is because I know that shit's dangerous.
Oh, but eating crayons.
It's not dangerous. The shit's non-toxic for a reason.
I agree with Nate on this.
They're non-toxic. I've seen that shit. It says on the can, don't do that shit. It says keep away from fire. It literally says that.
We said it earlier in the episode, bro. Sometimes children gotta take risks.
But you say you tasted gasoline before too, bro. That shit is toxic.
That's because
you're sick.
Nigga, you tried gasoline.
That was a different story, though. That was a different story. That's a different story,
bro.
There's a lot of people that have tasted gasoline in many different situations. Nigga could have been siphoning gas and then the gas got on my mouth. Then what? Then you said any fucking dickheads. Then what?
Hey, man.
Like, what are you talking about? You never siphoned gas? You never siphoned gas?
I appreciate y'all.
You never siphoned gas?
I appreciate y'all for listening.
Because he forced it.
I hope y'all have a great week.
You never siphon
gas.
If you siphon gas, is the shit not going to go in your mouth a little bit?
Bro, I've never had to do that.
I'm saying, that's what happens, though. Is that not what happened?
Is that what you did? We can all raise our voice too, nigga. Did you do that?
No.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm just saying.
I love that comeback. We can all raise our voice too. Hey, man.
He didn't even raise his voice when he said
it. It's another great episode. It's been a random episode, but it's been fun nonetheless. We appreciate y'all for making it this far. Send us your baddies categories. That's what we're going with. All right. And we got
shout out your little.
We got baddie. One more episode. We got a special episode coming next week.
What song is that?
The shit with Pop Smoke.
Oh yeah. Let me hit my outro.
I'm sorry, but I just had it.
We got some special guests. Hopefully that all falls through like it's supposed to, right?
Stop speaking on it. Let it
we'll
be.
We'll see.
All right. And then we got the Christmas episode, and then we got a New Year's episode. It's an exciting
Christmas
time.
Eve's episode.
Christmas Eve's episode. So we're wrapping up the year real well. And then we got the New Year's. Gotta hit the New Year's the right way too.
We'll see.
Hey man,
how you, little baddie?
Another one.
We out this shit.
Appreciate y'all. We out.